Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. Your son, Jesus Christ, I thank God for this day. I thank God for just blessing us to wake up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. I thank and I praise God for everything that he does for us every day of our life. He don't have to do it, but he loves us so much until he just bless us continuously. And I just want to thank him. I thank God for watching over us as we travel up and down the dangerous highway, keeping us covered in the blood of Jesus. I thank God for Brother Dog blessing us to be able to give the word of God on the station. You know, that's a blessing all by itself, that God touches heart to want to be able to help get God's word out. Brother D, Brother Tim, so passionate about the word of God. I thank God. Brother Eric, so passionate about the word of God. I just thank God for Jesus. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. And before we get started today, we're going to ask, let's see, Brother D, are you there? Brother Tim, are you there?
Amen, amen, amen.
I'm here.
Amen.
Both of us.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Okay, I'm going to ask Brother Tim this afternoon if he mm-hmm. would give us a word of prayer before we get started.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's a pleasure and an honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you for choosing us to be your people. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us see the sunshine, having another good day. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the camaraderie. We thank you that we have this fellowship together. We thank you, and we ask that, Lord, as you continue to bless this show, that it'll help lift your people up, educate your people, and get them to draw nigher to you, Lord. And we just say thank you, Lord, because it didn't have to be. And we just say thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for your peace. And we just say, Lord, let us have a hallelujah time today, that whoever may be going through bereavement, that we can help bring a smile to their face, that whoever may be having problems in their home, that you, your word, can solve it, Lord God, because we know nothing is too hard for you.
Yes.
We just say thank you for today. We glorify you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, for he is worthy to be praised. And we just say thank you, Lord, for today. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Lord. We thank you, Brother Tim, for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I thank God for the song that Brother Dog played. He's an on-time God. You know, we think sometimes we think we done prayed and just nothing is going to happen for us. But just as we give up, God steps in and everything is all right. And, you know, I thank God for that because he is always an on-time God. And what I like about him, Lord, if it's his will, that's what we got to get used to. Whatsoever is God's will, that's what we deal with. That's what we work with, whether it go the way we want it to go or whether it doesn't go the way we want it to go. If it's in God's will that it don't happen, then it don't happen. And I just thank and I praise God for that. And I thank God for trusting him, trusting him, trusting him always. So today, we're going to talk a little bit on the Beatitudes. And that's the fifth chapter of Matthew, begin at the third verse. It goes from the third to the 12th verse, but I don't think we're going to make it, you know, all the way through. I know we're not going to make it all the way through. But we're going to talk on the Beatitudes. And, you know, in the Beatitudes, Jesus teaches of virtue and value in life. And see, we should be a virtuous people, a people that love, a people that care about one another, and we should value each other. Now, the result of the Beatitudes is blessings and rewards. And these blessings are not for just certain people. They're for all people. For all people. God gives everybody a chance. Jesus, he gave us the Beatitude also as a way of life. God don't just let us go through life and struggle and not reward us for making it through the struggle. We got to want to make it through. We got to want God. We got to believe in him. We got to trust him that in him we will make it through. So today we're going to begin with verse number 3. And maybe I just should quickly read 1 and 2. They're very short verses, so that we can go into the Beatitudes. And seeing the multitude, mm-hmm. he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciple came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. And you know, Jesus didn't waste any time because he was busy doing his father business. He knew he only had a while on this earth, a little while on this earth. So he was getting everything in pertaining to his father's business and pertaining to our life and death. He was getting everything in. Verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And we all know that blessed means happy. Now, blessed are those who realize they need to be saved. They need Jesus. Blessed are, you know, when you have went through so much and you have struggled so much till you just don't know what else you can do. So what do then? You turn to God. You turn to the one that can help you, that can keep you, and that can carry you through any and all situations. And you know, it's a blessing when we realize, Brother D, that we need to be saved. When we look at our life being in that world for so long, somewhere down the line, we should look back at ourselves. We should meditate on the life that we have, and we can see that this life is not getting us anywhere that we need to be saved. The most of us have heard something about the Bible, so the most of us know enough that we need salvation. You enjoy the world for so long, but it gets to a point that you're tired and you want something better for yourself, Brother Tim. And you begin to get sorrowful. And you turn to God in prayer. You turn to Jesus, asking him to bless you. Lord, I'm so tired of the way I live. We have to let God know that we want to be saved. Okay? Now, not to be of a proud spirit. See, we have a lot of people, a lot of us, that is of a proud spirit. Well, as long as we are of a proud spirit, we're not going to make it in, be we a preacher, be we a deacon, be we a whatever we are, even saying we're saved. See, God is not of a haughty spirit. Jesus not once walked this earth with his chest stuck out, showing that he was more than anybody else, even though he was. But he was meek, he was humble, and our Bible tell us that he didn't even raise his voice. But being the Son of God, being who he is, was so when he opened his mouth, the people would hear it, and so many that heard the words that Jesus spoke wanted to be saved. It's a lot of them that didn't, but it's a lot of them that did. They wanted to be saved after hearing Jesus talk about his Father, talk about the kingdom. So we, if we are a proud and haughty spirit, let's pray that God teach us to be meek and humble like him. Now, don't get it wrong. Being meek and humble don't mean that you let people run over you. But you can talk to people, get people off of you without ever getting upset, getting mad, getting anything. So we can be meek. We don't have to fight to be meek, to be of a proud spirit. Okay? Now, for the ones that realize that the spirit need, their spirit need to be renewed and is willing to live by God's commandment and be saved, blesses him, he or she. Blessed are they. When you realize your spirit need to be renewed, when you realize you need to be saved, when you realize I want to be with Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is for the poor in spirit because they seek it.
Uh-huh.
They seek to be saved. Now, I know us on this line today was seeking salvation when they wasn't saved. They wanted to be saved because you saw someone else so beautifully saved that you know that God saved them, he would save you too. Glory be to God. You go and you hear the word of God and the preacher is preaching and that word is talking to you and you realize, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, I want to be saved. glory be to God. Because it is salvation that makes us happy. We are happy in Christ Jesus. In this world, you're going to have problems. And mind you, Satan is not going to do anything but try to destroy you. So why do we want to serve one that wants to destroy us continuously? Now, Isaiah 57 and 15 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." This is what Jesus does for you. This is what the Holy Ghost does for you. It revives your spirit. It revives that contrite heart. And the reason God is able to revive that spirit, because you have a contrite heart, you are broken. You are torn. You don't know where to turn. So you humble yourself. Glory be to God. And then God can deal with you. See, God cannot deal with you of a haughty spirit, but he can deal with that humble spirit. Glory be to God. So God wants us to know, when Jesus was given these beatitudes, he wanted the disciples to know and to carry to other people what they need to do to be saved, how to make it into heaven.
Heaven.
Glory be to God.
How to make it in.
So Matthew.
Teach.
Amen. Matthew 5:4 said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs, glory be to God, is the kingdom of heaven. Now, when we are poor in spirit, glory be to God, you find yourself, you're so broken and you're so torn, Brother D, you find yourself moaning sometimes.
Amen.
Because you don't know what to say. You don't know, Brother Tim, what to pray for. So when we're moaning and groaning, we're talking to God, and God understands.
He understands.
Now, blessing on the ones that mourn is reference to their own sin. See, you be so deep in sin, and you're so tired and broken down, you don't know what to do, and you find yourself laying and walking and moaning and groaning and just don't know what to do. Don't you know at that point you are in godly sorrow and you have turned to God in faith? You that may not understand why you're groaning, why you're crying sometimes. You just walk around crying. Glory, hallelujah. God see the tears. You're tired of the sin that you're in. You want to get in a better place. Glory be to God.
Teach it. Teach
it. Okay, but now when you're moaning and groaning, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, believe it that you shall be comforted. Because God will forgive your sin because he sees that you are broken and of a contrite heart. God sees a broken man. He sees a brokenness in you. You are praying sincerely then. The other day when you sick and tired of this old sinful life and you begin to talk to God, that's when you are sincere. And in being sincere, you're talking to God, you're dealing from the heart. You see, that's what God wants. He wants you to pray. It's the spirit. When you talk to him, he wants you to be sincere and let him see that faith. When you turn to God, you're on your last leg, Brother Tim, and you can't turn no more.
Come on now.
Glory be to God. And you have to trust. I've lived this old sinful life for so long. I don't want to do this no more. Excuse me. Lord, help me.
Trust in the Lord.
Glory be to God. Lord, I believe that you can bring me out. I believe that you can heal this old broken heart. I believe that you can clean up this old sinner. I'm nothing and I'm nobody, but I know that you are God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fix me up.
Mm-hmm.
Glory. And when you pray sincerely because of the weight of your sin is so heavy on you, you turn to God for salvation and freedom. See, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you are free. You're free from sin. You're free from that old man. And you become that new man. Now, Jeremiah, I had to break this up. Jeremiah 3, 12a and 13, I'm sorry, 13a and 12b. Excuse me. Says, only acknowledge mine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God. See, we need to acknowledge our transgression. Not try to keep it in. And by acknowledging it, we letting God know, Lord, I have sinned. I need your help. I can't come out of it. I'm caught up so tight in it that I'm tired. And I know only you can help me. 12b said, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. This is coming from God now. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. See, that's the kind of God that we serve. Blessed are they that mourn. God looking at your sin, but you have broke down. You have gotten so tired. You've been beat up, mistreated, and robbed and everything of your spirit, of what you have, and you're walking around, don't have nobody you can turn to but God. And in this instant, it's when you sincerely pray and show God your heart. See, we have to let God see our sincerity because that's what he deals with. Lord, forgive me for my sin. You're so haughty.
For my sin.
You can't even humble yourself. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
That God dwells with a humble spirit. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. See, God wants us to know that he don't hang on to our sin. He forgives us and that's it. We hang on to what somebody else do to us or what we see them do, and we won't let them get over it because we're going to study and bring it. Brother John, mm-hmm. I saw you in the liquor store. Glory, hallelujah. Uh-oh. And you make a person's life miserable, putting that person down and not looking at the fact you say, I'm a saint of God, but not looking at the fact you sin him when you could constantly bring somebody else sin before them. How can you bring somebody sin before them when you know you have sinned yourself? We have not always been righteous. Glory be to God. I don't know about you all, but I know what it is to mourn and break down, hallelujah, and show God, Lord, I'm tired, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I just want to be with you. I want to be better, God. I want to be saved, sanctified, filled with your precious Holy Ghost. That's what you're asking when you're tired of what you're doing, Brother D. Brother Tim,
amen.
Brother
amen.
Dog, that's what you ask God when you're tired of doing what you're doing. Glory be to God. We do not have to die and go to a devil's hell. Even the ones that are still in sin, you get some of them out there that want to come out and don't know how. Glory be to God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
And leave them there.
Sometimes you have to fall on your face. Sometimes if you have to lay on your face because you're so sick of living in sin all night long, lay there. Let God know, Lord, I'm going to pray until you bless me. I'm going to pray until mm-hmm. you save me, God. Lord, I'm not going anywhere because I know you can and I know you will. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to get down with it. We got to let God know, Father God, I have had enough. You know how you hear people say, enough is enough? When you have been in sin for so long, you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burning on you. Glory be to God. And you don't want to go around people. People begin to treat you so bad, then you want to hide away. But rather than hide away from man, let us steal away to Jesus.
Jesus God, man.
Glory, hallelujah. When you run away from the sin and the people that will keep you in your sin, steal away to Jesus.
Steal away.
Talk to Jesus.
Steal away.
Fall on your knees before him and tell him of the things that you have done. He already knows, but he wants you to tell him. tell him of these things. Talk to him. Let the hurt and the pain come out.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God is listening. Jesus is right there. Glory be to God. And when you finish letting all that sin out before God, and God touched that body, mind, and soul, oh, my God, happy are you. Blessed are you because the weight of sin has been lifted off of you.
Lifted off you, sure.
Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. That's why some of us get baptized
Sister
before
Mary.
We saved and some of them after.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask you a
Were
question.
Were you asking something?
If I've tried hard all that I can do, all I've been doing, and I've been trying and it don't seem to be working out, and then I was just going to ask, can you touch on, we can't do it in our own power. I mean, you can't break it. You don't know when you can do it.
When you try all that you
mm-hmm.
can. I'm going to put it like this, and then I'm going to tell you why. Try some more. Because
mm-hmm.
God,
Amen.
Hallelujah, bless you when you persevere. Glory, hallelujah.
Like that, yeah.
He'll see you on your knees with perseverance. Mm-hmm. Lord, I'm not going to give up because I'm tired, God.
Yes.
He will bring you through while you laying up there praying and thinking you still tired when you realize anything. God's lifted that heaven burden, clean you up and save your soul.
Mama.
Then
yes, you will.
Run to the church and tell a pastor you want to be baptized. Everybody then receives the Holy Ghost in the church. Glory, hallelujah. But don't
mm-hmm.
receive the Holy Ghost anywhere without going to the house of God, asking to be baptized. Because the
mm-hmm.
baptism is washing away of your sin. Glory be to mm-hmm. God. When you come up out of that water, you should come up a new creature. You have nothing else to hang on to but Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need to try or even want to hang on to is God. But some of us will say, well, I'm not ready to be saved yet, God. I got my friends
mm-hmm.
over here that I still
mm-hmm.
want to hang out with. Don't you know that God can give you a friend that can lead you to him, that can lead you in the right way while you're running back to that friend and the sin of the world, the only thing they're leading you to is destruction. You don't need a friend like that. Because when God saves you, he bring you up out of that world. He said, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord.
Yes, you see. Yes,
so
see.
When he saved you, glory, hallelujah. When he saved you, when you first get saved, you're not where you need to be. You're like a newborn babe. So don't try to go back
mm-hmm.
to them demons in that street with your little chest puffed out to Satan to take you and whip you all over the place.
My.
You got to be fed. You got to be fed, Brother Tim. You
yeah.
got to be steadfast in that word. You got to read. You got to trust. You got to pray. You got to fast. Glory be to God. So we got to seek the kingdom of God. See, the Bible tells us, seek ye first, while we ask for everything under the sun, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Okay. Not in our time, brothers and sisters, but in God's time. We got to give it over to God. We got to get our heart, minds, and soul over to God and trust him. Glory be to God. Matthew 5 and 5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek, the one that don't rear up cursing, the one that don't rear up fighting, the one that sits there, and even though he might be sitting among you, his mind is stayed on Jesus. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. 2 Peter 3:13 said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. So now, if we're looking for the new heaven and the new earth, what are we looking for? We're looking for heaven. We're looking for the kingdom. We're looking to be with God. Peter said, nevertheless, we according to his promise. See, I'm going to stop like that for a second. Because, see, God promised us a new heaven and a new earth. He promised us eternal life, but we got to live. Hallelujah. We got to live upright and righteous. Revelation 21, 1 and 2, I think it is. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no sea. Revelation is talking about this heaven and this earth that we're living on right now. And I just saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This what we need to be seeking for. We need to be meek and humble and seeking what God has for us. Not saying, oh, well, I'll get saved before I die. Your time might be before you even get the word out your mouth. So we have to be careful, and we need to seek God. We need to be meek so that we can inherit the earth. Psalms 37 and 11 said, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Glory be to God. See, that peace is the peace that the Bible talks about that surpasses all understanding. That when trouble and situations comes your way, and when you think, when people think you should be down on, you should be just crying and booing and talking and cursing and doing everything under the sun, but you sitting there because you know why you're sitting there. You know God got you. You know God is going to bring you out of this. So rather than crying, try praising your way out of it. Glory be to God, because you can do it. It is so important for us to get in touch and stay in touch with the Master. It is important,
yes,
again, for us to get in touch and stay in touch with God. Then the third verse of Revelation said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The meek shall inherit the earth. And God is waiting on you. God is waiting for us to be there with him so that we can rejoice, love him, and worship and praise him for eternity. And I guess you said, Sister Mary, how you get all of this out of the Beatitude? Because Jesus wants you to be virtuous. He wants you to value yourself, value the people around you, value over all things, value God, and value his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. So that's why I can say that. Because Jesus wants us to love him, to show ourselves to him wholeheartedly. Don't hold nothing back. Just let your spirit, your mind, and your soul just be naked before him so that he can wash you whiter than snow. Glory be to God. Don't you know that God loved us so much, even in our filthy sin, he's still waiting for us to be saved. He's still holding out for us. He's giving us a chance. Blessed are the meek. Be meek and humble before God. Be meek. Blessed are they that mourn. Glory be to God. When you're sick and tired of being sick and tired in sin, just fall on your knees. Fall on your knees and go to God in prayer. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And this is going to be my last one I talk on for tonight. Blessed are they which do hunger. How many of us hunger and thirst after righteousness? How many of us want the Holy Ghost so bad that we just can't feel it? We just pray. We just want to reach up and get it. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What I'm going to be filled with? You will be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And God is no short of his word. If he say you will be filled, you will be filled. And the more you seek to do God's
will,
the more anointed he will make you. He will anoint you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So that you want to walk upright before him. You want to walk down the street so that when men see you, instead of you, they will see Jesus. Glory,
see
hallelujah.
Him. See him. Come on now. They see him.
Glory.
Thank God for Jesus. Mm-hmm. They see
hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah. And you can
him.
Get that. You
Glory
can get
you.
That.
Yes, you can.
And I'm not going to
tell
you everybody's going to like you, but you're hanging out with Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Walk upright and continue letting Jesus lead you. Letting people see the God that live in you. Don't you know that is pleasing to God? That is pleasing. If Satan don't like you and you still gonna hang in there with God, that treat you bad, talk about you, might even slap you. But don't slap him back. Turn the other cheek. And people say that's hard to do. But when you in Christ Jesus, glory, hallelujah, and you seek in the kingdom of God, you will turn the other cheek. And guess what? God will fight the battle. That's what's being meek and humble before God is. That's what's thirsting for righteousness. Being hungry for the Holy Ghost. Being hungry for God. When you hunger and you thirst, our Bible tells us for righteousness, you shall be filled. Now, our righteousness is God by our faith. See, when God see our faith, he count it as righteousness as he did Abraham. Abraham had so much faith, he was willing to kill his son for God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And because of that faith that he had, he counted it for righteousness. Just like Brother Job. Satan took everything he had sores, boils all over his body, and he was sending ashes in sackcloth. But he didn't give up on God. His wife came and said, Job, why don't you curse your God and die? But look at Job in the situation he was in. Sores.
Woman,
his body was stinking because he had sores. He said, you must be a foolish woman. You don't sound like my wife.
My
glory
wife.
Be to God. You can't let anybody separate you from the love of God.
Mama.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because people will try to pull you, and if you're not deep in God, if you are in the least bit straddle the fence, you won't make it in because you'll turn away from God and go into sin again. And you know the thing about going into sin again, Brother Tim? When you go into sin again, it'll be worse than the first time. Now, if it's worse than the first time, just can you picture yourself coming up out of that? The only way you're going to come out of that is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ trusting, falling on your face, crying up to God. Glory. You got to be able to turn your back on the brother that you love so much that's trying to keep you out in the world.
Mm.
Brother, I love you, but I love God more. Glory
talking
be to
good
God.
Now.
This is what we have to do because I'm hoping everybody at the sound of my voice today is seeking the kingdom of God.
Oh,
glory
man.
Be to God.
Be to God.
And I say this because that's the only way we're going to live again. That's the only way we're going to be happy. It's living with God.
Amen.
Happy will you be. Glory be to God. All that peace, all that love, all that worship and praising God. You know, I don't know about you, but I know when I get to worship and praising God, I just get happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't you want to do that every day
yes,
of your life?
When you do it,
glory.
Wake up, shout.
Now, Romans 1:17 says, for that end is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Written from faith to faith. And you think about all the men of God, even from the beginning of time, worked by faith. They walked by faith. They trust and believe God. God dealt with these people personally, and they had faith. Though they didn't see him, they could see his what? Even today, we can see his work. Glory, hallelujah. You hear people testify that they was in the middle of a tornado, sitting in their car, and the tornado split and went around them. That's the goodness of God. That's nobody but Jesus.
Any good?
My. Yep.
Miracles.
Yes, sir.
Any good?
Miracles still happen. But we got to believe. See, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, the things that I do, once you receive the Holy Ghost, you can do. He said, what's that doing? Then he turned around and he said, and greater work will you do.
Even greater.
For I go to the Father.
Even greater.
Glory be to God. But see, you can only do those greater works if you have the Holy Ghost. If you are saved, if you are sanctified and filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, then you can do the work that Jesus did. And then he said, and greater work shall you do.
Yeah.
But you can't do it if you don't have faith, Brother D. You can't do it, Brother Tim, if you don't believe that God, what God say you can do, you can do it. We got to walk by faith and not by fear. Glory be to God. Because when things come our way, fear will overtake us. If we love God the way that we say we do, then fear should not overtake us. And if it does, continue to walk in Christ Jesus and watch God shield you and take care of you.
Yes, he will.
But we can only do this by faith in God. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30 says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. See, God give us all of this when he saves us. But we got to want to be. If we don't want it, then we won't be. Now, in my closing, I'm getting there. Last two verses. Acts 16:30. The keeper of the prison asked the question, what must I do to be saved? But I do, you know, we read the Bible sometimes.
What a question.
You forget you read that, you know, and then when you read it again, it's like everything is new to you. You see it and you see it in the power of God. You see it in excitement. How many of us ask the question, what must I do to be saved?
Do to be saved. Yeah.
Glory be to God. But Timothy and Paul told us, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Not only you, but you shall be saved and your house. So how many of us have enough faith to trust God, to believe in him, that he can save our whole house. Not only us, but our whole house. Glory be to God. This is how much God loves us. And this is how much God wants us, Brother D, to come to him, to be saved, to be cleansed. He wants us to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Give us that white robe. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus took time to tell people about this new Jerusalem. Psalm 42, 1 and 2 says, as the deer pants his longing for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul, my life, my inner self thirsts for God, for the living God. So our soul should thirst for God. Even being saved, sanctified, filled with his precious Holy Ghost, we should search to go deeper and deeper in him. Glory, hallelujah. To get to know him more. To come closer to him.
Come closer to
glory,
him.
Glory, hallelujah. But we get saved, we get on our high horses, and we forget
come on
about
now.
God.
Come on now.
Yeah, God is still there, but we don't thirst him the way we should.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get comfortable in our salvation. We constantly should be seeking, what can we do to please God? What more can I do? Lord, I want to talk to the brothers and the sisters. I want to save them. Lord, lead me, guide me, show me how to go in among them, glory, hallelujah, so that they can. We have got to lean on him 100%, not just in word, but in deeds of the heart, in word, in the spirit. We worship God in word, but we don't worship him in our spirit. That's why, oh, praise be to God, I used to seek, Lord, constantly, let your spirit dwell in me. Let me always walk in the spirit. Oh, glory be to God. That's why I stay so anointed, because my spirit, my heart, my soul wishes to please God.
Please God.
That's what I want
all
to do.
All the day long.
We
God.
Got to please him. When you please him, then he will. You will be counted as righteousness.
Yes.
Because when you please him, when you're seeking to please him, you let him know you trust him, you have faith in him. Lord, I do what you said, tell me to do, and I'll go where you have me to go. That's why I love Brother Isaiah so much. He was a filthy man. He cursed. He did everything. But God cleaned him up. And God said, whom shall I send? Brother Isaiah spoke up and he said, send me. I'll go.
Send me. I'll go.
Glory.
I'll
hallelujah.
Go. Send me. I'll go.
So I thank God today. I'm going to tell you, God did not give me what I was going to do until last night when I was ready to go to bed. And I had to go to the doctor and do stuff today. But you know what? I trust God. When I open my mouth, I trust God to give his word.
Yes.
And that's what he do. And I thank God to this day. I thank God for just everything that he has done for all the listeners. And before I turn it to Brother Dog, I'm going to ask Brother D if he would give us a close-up prayer and remember the young man from last night that was killed. Glory be to God and the families of the deceased.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. We want to thank T for the word today. Mighty, powerful word of the Lord. Some of us call them the Beatitudes. I'm just sitting here today overjoyed as I listen and asking myself why she didn't just go a little further. I know the hour grows fast and we have to go. When you start listening to God's word, you just don't want to quit. You don't want to cut it off. She was giving the Beatitudes. I was saying, I'm going to pray. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to pray and get out the way. But I just wanted to go a little further. Now, there was one I just loved so well. It was the 8th. She said, blessed are the pure in heart.
I'll pick it up on next week.
They shall see God. Amen. Amen.
I'll pick up the balance of it on next week, Brother D. Thank you.
Amen.
What must I do to be saved?
Ain't it good, Brother Taylor?
Praise God.
Thank God for Jesus. I don't recall the young man's name from last night. I was having a little difficulty with what his name was, but those that was on and those in the racing game, you all know him. So we just going to ask the Lord to bless, because we lost two lives. We lost a racing brother, and another young man's life was taken as well. That lets us know right there, not only the racing friend, but two other families are suffering right now, all because of our worldly actions. So I'm going to ask my sister and brother, you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with me as I pray. Father God, we come before you this evening with just a word of thanks. Lord, we just want to stop by the throne of grace and tell you thank you for allowing the word to go forth today. We thank you, Father, for how you touched our heart to give us the Beatitudes. Father, we ask that you continue to bless, continue to keep. Praying, Father, that someone will sit in here today and heard
Jesus,
the word, that will receive the word, and let it be stamped upon their heart, that will make them want to ask themselves, what must I do to be saved? Father, we understand that this world is a dying world. You've already spoken the word that we're just pilgrims passing through. We didn't come here to stay.
Yes.
We understand that we're going to leave here one day. But our concern, Father, is where we spend eternity. I love to tell my sisters and brothers, each and every chance I get a chance to speak to them, I just love giving them Romans 6:3. Father, you said in your word, the wages of sin will be death. But you told me the gift of God was eternal life. Father, I pray that you touch them right now and will make them want to receive the gift of eternal life. Father, you said in your word that earth, said in your word, Father, that we can't conceive in our mind what you have in store for us. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we ask that you continue to touch right now. Bless the sick, the shed in, Father. Bless the young man that we lost yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
Bless both families right now, Lord. Lord, touch their hearts right now. Let them know that earth truly has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them know, Lord, that you're still in the blessing business.
Yes.
Let them know, Father, that you're still sitting on the throne, that you still sit high, and that you look low. Let them know, Father, that you're only a call away.
Yes.
Father, we like to tell man that you only as far as the floor from the knees. But I want to tell man today, kneeling, standing, or crawling, or walking, you can always talk to my Lord and Savior. All you got to do is just still away in your heart and tell God thank you. Still away in your heart and tell God,
thank
Father,
you.
I've done everything I could do. I've tried it my way and nothing works.
Yes.
I find myself at death's door right now. Father, that you come in.
Thank you, God.
Cleanse me up, Lord. For you said in your word, Lord, that I was no more than a filthy rag. I've tried cleaning myself. Father, will you touch my heart right now?
Thank you, God.
I don't want to do the things that I used to do. I don't want to walk the walk that I've walked. I want to talk the talk that I've talked. In the name
Thank
of Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Touch right now.
In
Touch
the name
right
of
now.
Jesus.
Bless
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. Bless this world mm-hmm. that we're in right now. What we find each and every day
yes,
of our
Lord.
Life. We're afraid to turn the TV on to look at the news for fear someone has gotten, someone been shot here, someone
Jesus.
Been shot there. Lord, we ask that you touch right now that we'll get control of all this killing.
Touch God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We can't do it ourselves, Lord. We
in
can't make it on
Jesus.
Our own. In the name of Jesus. All of these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, we thank Brother
thank
Jesus
God
such
for
a
Jesus.
Powerful prayer, beautiful prayer.
Amen.
We thank God for that.
God
and
for
before
Jesus.
I get turn it back over to Brother Dog,
amen.
I just want to announce,
amen.
Be with us on next Wednesday night, same time,
yes.
same channel, and
yes,
God always have a word for you, always. On Tuesday
yes.
night with Brother D, same time, same
yes.
channel. Gospel Hour,
yes,
be with us. Be with us,
yes,
and we just
be
trust God. We just trust God. Glory be to
be
God.
With us, Lord. Be with us.
And at this time,
be with us, Lord. Be with us.
And I often hear Brother D announce the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock morning service, God's plan. So you get
yes,
the word
yes, yes.
from all walks of life.
Yes, Lord.
So,
amen.
Just we thank God for you. Just continue to be with us. And each and every week, I'm going to give you something
yes,
good about Jesus. So at
from
this time, we thank you again for
something
being with us. We turn the service
thank you,
into the hand of
yeah.
Brother Dom.
Yes. Yeah. Thank
oh.
you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, with that being said,
Lord,
man,
Jesus.
We appreciate it. Like I said, you know, I'm at a remote location, and I see today we got our brother wheelchairs back.
Uh-huh.
Brother D, y'all, we thank y'all. And Sister Mary, thank you. And,
amen.
I ain't playing no songs because I'm not in a comfortable position. But thank you for the service,
uh-huh.
For the word. We have plenty of people on here, so they heard
yes,
the word.
Yes, yes.
Whether they want to talk about the word, they did
praise
hear.
God,
they did hear.
God.
Amen. So
praise
that being said, thank y'all.
Amen.
Thank y'all, and we can transition on over to the other announcements and see what they got going on. Wheelchair wasn't on yesterday. I don't
amen.
Know if he was under the weather. I just wasn't feeling right, but wheelchair's in your hands now. Sister Mary, you know how to
amen.
Have a just in case. Just in case. God bless. God bless.
Praise
you.
God. Y'all
amen.
Have a good evening.
All right. All right.
Amen.
Come on, wheelchair.
Thank you.
Come on, wheelchair.
Thank you.
Yo, what up? What up, Willie? What up, Willie?
That's
so good. So, you know, we got some upcoming events. Lance and Travis, they're going to be in Dallas this weekend, if weather permits. And then also Patrick Godley, he's going to be in Holly Springs, Mississippi. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then next week is the big showdown down at MGMP, Untainted Disease Hitman Production. He got a $10,000 free entry, anything on 28th. They will be tested Thursday and Friday. Graduation is welcome on Friday. And then Saturday, it's gonna be an all night thing from what I'm seeing on Facebook. Mike got two big lock-ins with Uncle Sam and Wesley Snipes. And then Wesley Snipes also got Baby Daddy lock-in. And from my understanding, Joseph Wells gonna be in the house. And after that, if you don't get it off over there at MGMP, Santa Boy them all. Arkansas boys been going out to Enid Stakes and Extreme Raceway. And they got Rumble in the Jungle, the original Rumble in the Jungle. Well, I know the band, Mark Horn, going to be over there, going to be doing some action. They're trying to get Lil Blue back up and running. And I know if they get Lil Blue back up and running, they will be looking for smoke with that. You know, they got a four-car shootout, small box shootout, and they got a four-car 484 smaller shootout. That's where I'm in the jungle. And then we got some race coming up in August. which you got Midnight Fire, and you got Night of Fire, both of them in August, and you got the big payback in August. I'm about to get all the dates and stuff and get that situated. And then in September, y'all know what it is. Beat the Heat, Billy Dog Birthday Bash on Steel, Alabama. Then the horse race. All right, Willie. That's it for me. Oh, I forgot. Y'all pay attention to live feed. Hold on. Y'all pay attention to live feed tonight. You got the big world race between Trump and Reyes and T5M for the Florida belt. Going up on. Yeah, it'll be going on at 9. And I'm pretty sure Tony West will have it on live feed. All right, dog. What about you?
All right, well, you told it to me, and then you jumped on me. I'm humble now. In these days coming up, I'm humble. I want to thank the Frat Warriors. I heard the Frat Warriors, Reverend Brown, this morning. Boy, he was giving me all kind of accolades for being calm. But we down here in Dallas right now, and it comes and goes. First it said it's gonna rain, then it said it ain't gonna rain, then it said it is. And the more I hear about it, wheelchair, what we gonna do about these races when they run out of glue, wheelchair? Everybody is a shortage of glue. What we gonna do about this glue shortage, wheelchair? Yeah. Anybody else got anything to talk about? Hit the one button. Like I told y'all, today I'm at a remote location. If y'all hit the one button and talk, I'll keep it on as long as y'all got something to talk about. But if y'all don't, now you know me, I ain't trying to tell y'all what I want to talk about. Then. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Mike Hill and Dana boy need to be on him. The more they race. Well, yeah. Lance Travis.
To be honest with you, like I said, you said it right. You said it right, weather permitting. It looks like this week, Dollars in Race with Lance and Travis, as of right now, it looks like it's going to be probably canceled. It's showing 50 to 60% chance of rain both days. They're gonna make a decision tomorrow. They people been calling me all day today and calling the track.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it don't look like it's gonna happen with you because it's showing rain the whole weekend. It's showing it, but you know how these thunderstorms pop up and pop out. We don't know yet. We don't know. But the main thing I want you to know: Mike Hill's race and the race, Mike Hill race, Danny Boy them race. They do have glue for those races, but their glue is getting shorter. The race is on up in the year. I don't know how they're going to go, what it's going to do for that
man.
And everybody come out, oh, yeah, you better go back to slicks. Well, let me tell you one thing. They don't have no glue for slicks or nothing else. So you can be on slicks if you want. You still ain't got no glue for slicks either.
Got a point there.
Yeah. Well, I'll hit the one button. We got people on there. We got 87 people on there. Somebody on there got something they want to talk about. If you do, just hit the one button. I don't care what it is,
somebody,
what it's about.
Somebody got something they want to get off their chest.
Something they want to get off their chest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I heard, like we just said, baby daddy is locked in with Wesley Snipes, but you got to realize, again, I told y'all, if them doggone roosters at the same hen house, can't be for one kid. They got to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got two mics on, man. I hear echoing, so I don't know who it is. Is it with a wheelchair or whether it's a kid? It's probably wheelchair. Knowing wheelchair, he probably got 17 people on the phone, and they don't know how to put the phones on mute, and it's making the background noise and the echoing. We'll put up with it for a few minutes because we ain't doing up a talking. Oh, man, no glue, back to slick. No, Chuck, I'm telling you, they ain't got no glue for slicks either. slicks need glue, too. Yeah. I know. But they ain't got no glue. And like I was saying, everybody was saying, okay, I'm going back to my slicks. Slicks need glue also. I don't know whether slicks do better than Raiders without no glue or not. I don't know. But I assume they do. But if they ain't got no glue, that ain't good for slicks either. Anybody want to talk about it? Hit the one button. Let's talk about this thing. But wheelchair hung up on me. Wheelchair hung up, a kid. He must talk to nobody. Somebody on his line, I don't know. I'll call somebody and get him on about this here. Oh, look, somebody keep coming in and out here. People keep coming in. Somebody keep in there. Y'all quit in that one button unless you come in. Brother B, you're going to hit the one button. Hit it one time. If you keep hitting it back and forward, that don't do no good. That don't mean nothing. Hit it one time, I'll see you, and stop hitting it. Because every time I get ready to open it, then you hit the one button, and then it moves.
Now you're open.
Somebody was hitting it.
I was down the number, and the number had one, so it took me down, so I had to hit it again and put me back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just kept going up and down, make my bowl go up and down.
Right.
Yeah.
But my question was, are you saying, when you said no glue, you saying that includes just VHT? Yeah, I mean, we don't buy that in the can. You can't buy any VHT neither?
Well, what I'm saying is glue for the track, B. That's what I'm saying, track glue. Glue for the track.
Right. I know, for the track, okay. Because
Now,
I mean, I'm sure no one wants to go backwards. I understand that. But we do understand and realize that these overpowering engines, of course, they're going to have a hard time.
Let me see, can I get somebody over here to tell us
what we'll be doing? They'll work with water. You know, they can have it managed with water no more what some of these guys will do.
Going to be a whole lot of no prepping going on, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It'd be more racing going on, Keith. They won't have no reason to complain. Then I can't go this track because
hold on a minute. Hold on for a minute, Mr. Miles, Mr. Jeff.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little bit to the show right quick on this glue situation? And when you said no glue, does that mean even if you got slicks, you're still gonna be in trouble too? Could you elaborate on that for a minute, Mr. Miles?
There's no glue to get. PJ1 told me that. We should have a load the end of July. That changed to the end of August, and now that's changed to we have no idea when. What the hell's the name of that? The other one, VP.
LC,
they told
LC.
Me there. Yeah, the LC. They told me that they're making some right now, but it's a completely brand new formula. So.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to do? We don't know. I did get some experimental stuff from them, and I actually put it on Darlington last week. I worked with it. I unloaded my dragster, my bracket car, and made some passes, and it worked. What's it going to do with the radio? I don't know. I hadn't had a fast radio car here, you know what I'm saying? So that's where we're at right now. So there's not a lot of glue to get from anywhere.
So Jeff, how would that affect slicks? Will slicks be better than radios, or if it's no glue?
Absolutely.
Or just no, ain't no...
If there's no glue, the radio is never going to go down.
Uh-huh.
If everybody's got slicks on, obviously we know no prep works. So, you know, that might be what we end up having to do until we get to a point of having glue again.
Okay, if anybody got any questions for Jeff right quick, we both got in Dollar Network. If y'all got any questions for him right quick, hit it right quick if you got any questions, guys, if you got any questions. Brother D, kids, y'all got any questions for Jeff right quick?
No, my question was when he said no glue. I know, you know, do that include like VHT? No, that's what I want.
That is what we're talking about.
No glue. Okay.
Yeah, VHT is the glue we're talking about.
So slicks are
nothing.
Yeah, slicks will work a little bit with water. Nothing, huh? So
that's right.
Yeah, just they'll go back, slow them down a little bit, and spray the tracks down with the water hose and go on by the business.
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
Well, anyway, Jeff, go ahead. I'm at work and you at work too, so we appreciate it then. Okay. All right, Jeff.
That works.
Okay. Take care. All right.
I think it'll increase racing, dog. They can stop complaining then about this track not prepped and who prepping. You know, let's ask them questions then.
Yeah, buddy.
It may increase it instead of decreasing.
A whole lot of no prepping going on.
Take a whole lot of junk out the picture, man, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, stopping all that. Is dog prepping? Is kid prepping?
Ain't
I can't go to 41 because it's not prepped. Ain't nobody prepping. So what you gonna do? Put them in the trailer and leave them?
Well, that's for them boys. That's for them boys over there in this city up north there, off of 94. Those are ones
that
complain about prepping.
You know, they said they're having trouble with glue. They're having trouble getting them tired, too. So, shit, everything they got trouble getting tired, too.
Oh, man.
I guess it's Biden's fault. Got to blame it on Biden.
Yeah. Anything go wrong, blame it on Biden.
Got to blame it on somebody. You sure,
No way. You ain't got nothing to do with it. Hey, man. Like I keep saying, if she would increase the game, maybe they'll actually go back to racing now. Put your big bubble gums on, those that can fit them and go and do it. So, okay, so you can't run 5-0. All you can run is 5-20. Well, run the 5-20.
Chuck said he bought nobody.
Chuck said he's still racing. That's right, Chuck. He's still racing.
Yeah.
That, well, that's the way it looks.
Y'all see,
but when he say buy nobody, dog, I wonder, is he talking to somebody in particular now?
Chuck
be throwing hints at my little brother there.
Yeah. Well, y'all, we got open forum here. We done increased. We got 92 people on. Nobody want to talk, though. If y'all, I hate to cut it off, just to cut it off, but I'm down here in Dallas at the racetrack, so, Maul might keep it going.
Get the yellow towel, boy. Get the yellow towel.
Oh, man, not the Molly Maul.
Maul, what you talking about, Maul?
Oh, my bad, dog. What going on, dog? What going on, kid?
Whatever you want to go on. Whatever you want.
Major.
Free fall.
Right. Free fall, dog.
We got a free fall. We looking for any topic, you know. You looking for anything you want to talk about? Anything you
want to
bring?
I heard a show and they were speaking on a race that may be crazy, dumb, or whatever. You know. And I just want to give my opinion on it. I don't think there's no such thing as a crazy or dumb race or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nothing guaranteed. Because the first thing we say in racing, anything can happen in racing.
You know. So basically, you said if two guys decide to race, if they decide to race, both of them must think they can win, right?
Exactly.
Right. I don't think it's all set in stone to where you can call a race dumb or crazy. You know,
is me and you go out there and race. Evidently, you think you can beat, and I think I can beat. Regardless of what the race is, we both think we can win. So if we think we can win, it ain't no dumb race. So, I mean, if we weren't doing it, right?
For one, dog, it ain't that guaranteed for one. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of races, you know, that you may be like, oh, shit. You know, I seen Tony Bynes or go out there and run Keith Berry, you know, after he posted 3 seconds. You know, if Tony had a loss, you can't call it, you know, they probably would have called it a dumb race, but he won at the end of the day, and then you say it's a smart race. That's why I don't think it's no such thing as a dumb, smart, or stupid race, you know what I mean? I don't, personally.
Look here. A better question would be, bring up that thing on the back line they were talking about unsportsmanship. Sportsmanship. That's something you can ask a question to. We got a couple more people on there that might hit the one button and talk about it.
Right.
You remember that we were talking about sportsmanship
talking about
this morning?
Unsportsmanlike,
Now, Brahmall, it can be a dumb race. Now, so I'm going to tell Brahmall, that can be a dumb race. But if the two cars are somewhat compatible, then I don't think it's fair to call a man a dumb race because he lost. You know, if you just totally out your lead, you know, then, that's just dumb. That's just stupid, yeah.
Okay, now, if I got a three-second car that I see can't hook up, and I got a five-second car that I know I can hook up, and I go out there and race him, even if he beat me, you, from the outside, you might say that's a dumb race because you said it. You hear me?
Right.
Exactly.
Because you said it's a dumb race.
But that
don't mean it's a dumb race. At the time, I thought I could do it because that's what Tony was doing.
That goes what I'm saying. If you book a race and there's just nothing comparative about them, like for instance, you just said a 3 second car, you booking that race on the pretense of what you have seen, he's not hooking up.
So, but let's reverse that thing and say he was hooking. You gonna take the race on the pretense that he ain't gonna hook this time. See how it can reverse itself? It became a dumb race then. But if it's anything competitive about the race, I'll never call it a dumb race because I truly believe that anything can happen in a race.
Right. So what makes it dumb? They don't make it dumb to after the fact. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know the results of what's going to happen, right? You know what I mean?
Can I jump in for a second?
This is what I'm saying now. Come on, bro. Come on. I don't talk enough.
Yeah, because I've had some back and forth discussions with some of my constituents, and we disagree on a few things, but I'm going to break it down best I can. I think it's all in how much we as the individual know or think we know. And I like the extreme example Dog was giving, because I was going to say, if I got a 959 on nitrous and I'm going to run Maul, who they say got a 350 on motor, but I'm going to give him the break, they're going to look and say, man, that's stupid as hell. Where the hell Maul think he going?
Mm-hmm.
But in Maul's mind, Maul knows something, because I don't think Maul is stupid or out of his mind to where he going to get up there and bet his money and think he don't have half a chance now. So from the outside looking in, I'm saying, man, Maul dumb as a box of rocks, man. He only got a 350, man, and he ain't got no nitrous. And he racing kid over here with a 959 and three systems. Man, that's stupid as hell. That's dumb. But Maul knows something. And then I think on the back end of it, if Maul lose the race, we're going to really lay on him and say, man, Maul was dumb as hell, man. That was a dumbass race. But if Maul fuck around and win the race, then it take on a whole new perspective. So it can go either way. And I think it's just based on what we think we know about the equipment or the people or whatever. But I really don't think, even though, like I call the Raylo race, a dumb race with Terrio, Raylo thought in his mind he could win. So it wasn't dumb to Raylo. And that's all that it really matters to what the people that's actually racing, you know, what they think.
Right. So, but Flop, basically what I'm saying, everybody got all the answers in the right, you know, the right answers after the fact. Can't nobody predict none of this shit. I done seen a lot of races that are like, ooh, shit, this here. I don't know about this one right here. But at the end, the underdog prevail, you know what I'm saying? So me just being around racing, that's why I can't call a race a dumb race, because anything can happen in a grudge race. Anything can happen. We done seen some of the, you know, we done seen some of the dumbest shit to what we would have never speculated that would happen in a race. You know what I mean? Shit. So that's why I said I can't call it that.
It's
because,
a good thing.
You know.
Right, Mom.
Everybody
got
all the answers
I've
after
actually,
the fact, Flo.
Right. I've been in a race, and it's been several years ago. We were in Montgomery. It was a little street car shootout. Man, I had to feel outclassed by, I know, a half a second, every car. Kiki was down there. Man, I'm counting my money and everything. First round come up, I got the slowest motherfucker in the field, Ma. I get up there, tree drop, goddamn rear end brake, man. I watch this slow motherfucker drive away from me. Kiki come back and say, well, cuz, anything in the drag racing can happen, will. So, it was
Right. I mean, we done been around, all of us done been around long enough to see some of the crazy shit happen in a grudge race that we would have never guaranteed, you know, thought it would happen, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of sort of like toned down on it, you know, what race is smart or dumb or whatever the case may be. But it's all opinionated at the end of the day. But I can't say no race is a dumb race. Not me, you know what I'm saying, being around it and shit like that.
Oh, definitely. Ma, you just playing the odds a little bit better because in the end, it may look like it's 90-20, 90-10 on paper, the percent-wise, because I got a 959 and you got a V6. But in actuality, when we pull into them beams, the chances are really 50-50. So... you ain't got no better chance than me. Yeah, they'll say, man, Flop got 900 inches. Maul got a V6, man. But then, when we get in the beans, it's really 50-50 because Flop might, anything can happen.
anything can happen.
Right, anything can happen, right. That's why I necessarily can't call it that, you know. Let's say I want to lock you in, Flock. Okay, Flock, you lock me in with your Camaro against my Cutlass down in Eatonton at goddamn 3 o'clock in the afternoon. On paper,
right.
Flock got me fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at, you know, what I get him at, at this particular track where Flock can't lay it down, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the advantage go back towards me or whatever, you know? And I think
right.
from
and
what
I,
I'm listening to, he stipped the right. And from what I'm listening to, then he stipped a driver. Then he stipped for a dude to do the driver's own car.
Yeah.
In that race,
driver's own
car.
Yeah.
Right. So
what he did. Let me throw this at you, Miles.
Wait a minute, bro.
Now,
I was about to say, so that must mean that I'm not as dumb as they say I am then. You were going to look at that.
Right.
I must not be as dumb as they say I am for building a beard.
Right.
I must not be that dumb then.
Oh,
let me stop. Let me stop.
In the end, the only known fuck-ups that Terrio was known for was leaving at the top of the tree or red lighting. And they took that variable away from him by giving him the break. So we thought, oh, man, advantage Terrio. And then he get the spray this, that, and the third. So we were really like, okay, you know, he took away the only blooper that we know Terrio to make. So that's why we were saying this. So.
Right. Good point. But, you know, what you're saying is always good after the fact, too, there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mom,
I mean,
on
shit,
paper, it was 90% Terrio, 10% Raylo. But in actuality, when they pulled into them beams, it was 50-50.
It was 50-50. It's
going to always go back to how you word it, who were in it at that time. Because if you listen to what Brother Flop just said, the other day when the fight went on, I'm the main one that said it was not a dumb race because they both said they could win and it was compatible. But look at what Brother Flop just said. The very thing that Terrio is known to screw up on, you take that away from him by giving him the break. Now, if you're going to call it a dumb race, that would be a reason right there to call it dumb. His biggest nemesis right here is leaving at the top of the tree a red light. And you said, well, no, you ain't got to do that. All you got to, I'm coming behind you. Monday quarterbacking.
Right, there you go. Everybody got all the answers. So I'm going to tell you what I seen one time. I seen a dude that was given the break. You know, the race was lopsided, but he was giving the guy a break, and hell, he took off before the guy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we done been around long enough to see all type of stuff in grud racing, all type of stuff that we thought we never would have seen happen in grud racing. So, that's why I kind of sort of like, you know, I don't feel that no race is a dumb race or a stupid race, you know what I'm saying? So, that's how I feel.
Y'all boys doing good. Go ahead on. I've been listening to y'all boys. Y'all boys doing good. They just canceled dollars and got lightning and everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They just canceled.
As I said, at the end of the day, is what Maul said is true. It's all an opinionated. You know, it's your opinion versus my opinion. My opinion versus your opinion. That's really what it's all about. And Monday morning quarterbacking. That's what every race going to always come to, always have, and always will. And that's why I say I must be pretty smart after all. I thought I was kind of smart. Goodness, generic.
Yeah, D, you might have a point there, because Drag can't get no action with his generic.
I guess you got a point there.
That's right, Key. That's right, Key. You got all generic, a.k.a. get no action. We got one young man here say he the king of horsepower running. Well, every time Dre tried to draw on him, he drove like a crow dad. So.
Oh, man, yeah. You're talking about Robbins.
Good God almighty, that man hot today.
You're talking about Rob Arilo. It's going to be Rob Arilo.
Kid, that's why people fall out
now,
with you, man.
I say this about Raylo, dog. I say this about Raylo now. I said this before, and I say it again. Even though Raylo took a thrushing, and he took a dishing on that race,
mm-hmm.
but if Raylo think he can win, Raylo got one thing to say. If you tell him, no, he'll tell you to bet with him. Because if he think he can win, he gone. I've known
well,
him 40 years.
Now, that's what I'm trying to say, though.
He done this shit long.
Ain't no race, no dumb race, though. Because he take a race that you said to him, I don't really care what you say. You can call any race a dumb race, depending on who win and lose. But if I think I can win, and I go out there, you know, just like you said with Terrio. If you study Terrio, why would you get Terrio to break when you know he's going to probably jump the damn gun, though?
That was the biggest fight for those that was calling it a dumb race, which mainly was, you know, Mister and Bruh Flop. That was their biggest fight right there. That was a hidden, you know, secret weapon. You took away what he always messed up on. That's what they felt it was dumb.
Well,
I kept saying,
you can't call it dumb because everything is a gamble. Ain't nothing guaranteed. If it was guaranteed, we'd be betting the house on.
Flop,
it's just a gamble.
Flop and Mister. Flop and Mister could call it dumb because maybe they more educated in looking at more stuff than that other man might be looking at. But it wasn't dumb to him. If he did, he wouldn't have gave it to him. To him, it wasn't dumb.
Right.
Hey, like they say, it looked good on paper. It looked good on paper.
Yeah. On paper, yeah. And like dog just said, to him, he may have felt like this that one time that he going to cut a good light on me. So I'm going to take that away from him. And, you know, maybe, I don't know. You know, it's just Monday morning quarterback, really. That's all it is.
Like what D said, Monday morning quarterback. I bet you the one that said it was dumb didn't bet no goddamn house on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't call it dumb, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can say what you want to say.
I can say this now. It was a nice little chunk of change exchange hands. But I tried to say before that I'll say again. If Raylo feel like that race could have went the other way, he'll do it again. That's just the type of racer that he is.
Right.
You know, you're not going to tell him. You're not going to tell Raylo. I'm putting it this way. Raylo the kind of person that you're not going to talk him out of no race. If he feel like he can win, you got to beat him.
Right.
And that's just, you know. Yeah, right. Well, he done did quite a bit of winning today, too. Now, I can't take that from him. He has done quite a bit of winning. So, you know, his thing is, I know what I can do. I know what my car is doing. This is what you got to beat, you know.
All right.
If you beat
I got
that,
a perfect example.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a perfect example, not trying to brag and not trying to throw no shade. When me and Maul raced, I gave Maul everything in racing. After the race,
right.
Everybody said Maul did a dumb race. That was after. Anybody said that before the race?
Mm-hmm.
After the race, because I won.
Right.
Oh, Maul, don't race. That was a dumb. Man, you didn't have a chance. Well, I'm a loss.
Right.
You know what the hell was going to happen after
right.
the race, dude. Yeah.
Let your pocket reflect
before
then what it is afterhand.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I said the people that were saying it was
right.
dumb, they went betting. They went
right.
betting like it was a dumb
right.
race. They were just sitting back waiting for the results. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Right. If anybody out there trying to text me, don't text me.
They're like,
no,
let me use this one. We can take right now. Beforehand, they were like, shit, that's a good race. You know, everybody was like, shit. Everybody, you know, more people like Tate or whatever. But I'm pretty sure Wick probably won't do that goddamn race back again because he felt like he got away because anything can happen in races.
Wick know damn well if Tate get his car right, he can't win that race. If Tate car right, he can't win that race. I don't blame him.
Right.
Everybody said I was stupid when I locked him in, but I locked him in with the stiff that Tate had to drive.
They
you locked in
with
the state. Exactly, dog.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Not the one shot,
exactly.
One kill.
But, okay, but now look at what you're
saying. T-Mac, y'all over T-Mac. T-Mac, y'all over T-Mac. Y'all over T-Mac.
Yeah, yeah, I heard. I was just, y'all was talking. I didn't want to interrupt. What's up, dog? What's up, man?
Look at what you two saying, dog, and Ma. You taking what you feel is your advantage, and you using it to your advantage. You're not taking it away from yourself. Now, like I said, I kept saying it wasn't dumb, but I have to say, for the one that says a dumb race, you got to realize what Raylo did. He took his advantage and gave it back to Terrio. See, that's why the ones that saying the dumb is calling it dumb.
No, they saying it dumb because it's after the
3 years.
After the fact, see?
Well, no, I
wonder about how many
people saying it was dumb. I'm here. A lot of them were saying it was dumb because of
Right, right. It's a gamble. That's why I can't call it dumb. A gamble
is
a gamble.
That's all it is.
Gamble. That's
and
all it is.
And
it's a gamble.
Gonna watch it.
Right. Spectator say they're going to watch it. And they're going to sound like the smartest person like DJ Monday Morning Quarterback after
and then it's still, all gambles are a matter of opinion because if you think it's at least 50-50, you'll take it. But
up,
I
Keith?
Might not take it unless I think it's 70-30.
70-30, that's right. And it'd be the same race, the same exact race.
Well, I know one thing, it's a whole lot of races that's been the underdog. And a whole lot of races, and they didn't prevail. So it's a matter of you want to gamble or not. That's all that shit boiled down to.
Well, but CC Mac, that's why I call that Monday morning quarterback. Nobody's wrong on Monday.
Hey, what about that? What about the race between Baby Daddy and Backstabber? They were getting hard. That Baby Daddy's gonna whoop back.
Jamie winning.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna give you a better raise.
As a heavy underdog.
T Mac. Let me give a better raise. God dang T5 and wheelchair. Man, they thought they were looking like they were getting 2-1 odds on their race. This is the point I'm making why it can't be a dumb race. They were getting 2-1 odds then with wheelchair. That just let you know how lopsided the raid was. And look what happened. That's why I think you can't call a raid a dumb race because anything
happens. Let me say this now. This is something I've been privileged to see. I've been privileged to see this out of over 40-some years in this game. I have seen guys, I was in the camp with someone. I have seen guys know it's going to be a tight race. And I promise you, I've seen them take and put a nice chunk of change on the odds, trying to put pressure on the driver. I've seen guys do that. I've seen guys
sometimes that work.
Okay, the key. Trying to put pressure on the other car. You
whoever
you
got
just,
that noise,
you just can't never step into the next man's mindset. You know
it might be me, Ma.
Hey, dog, let me give y'all another raid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you, hold on, D-Boy. I got a raid. This what you're going to goddamn, this what going to turn the show around. The raid between Randy and Nemesis over there at Trick or Treat. Everybody said Randy was dumb for getting up there. God doing Nemesis was making 2-second passes all day. And the guy doing red light like, went up there and killed the whole raid.
I threw up behind them. I threw up.
Now, if Randy had a law, D-Boy, they would have said he was dumb for getting up there. And then he go out there and win. They said, oh, man, he's lucky. He's lucky, man. That man lucky.
Well, that's
why you can't call it dumb stupid.
Let me ask you a question, Ma. Why do people say
I'm going on mute because I got road noise. Let me ask Ma a quick question. So, Ma, you basically saying, ain't no raise a dumb raise. That's what you're saying. Ain't no raise a dumb raise.
No, it's not. No, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, sir.
Well, Ma, let me ask y'all this, though. Why would they, in one breath, they'll say, any two cars can race, and then they'll turn around and say, the fastest car don't always win. But then how the fuck you going to turn around and say, it's a dumb race?
There you go, right there, D-Boy.
How you gonna say it, dog? When you started saying The fast car don't always win. Instead of saying,
fast car don't always win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. But then when two people race, it's a dumb race. What dumb about it?
Mm-hmm. And they're dumb about it to the results. The results come through. Everybody got all the answers. Shit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they
right.
should have put.
Each
they should have took off.
They
look at a football game. Oh, they should have did this. They should have kicked the field goal, and they should have did this and should have did that. Yeah, you can say what you want to say afterwards. But if you feel that way beforehand, yeah, bet that money like you feel afterwards. See where you get.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
but
why
that,
I say
you
can't so racing anything.
Me and Ma sat over there and they caught in Florida. And motherfucker was laying us out 3 or 4 times on the same money, the same person. How many times you want to live? Me and Ma kept sticking 40 and 50 and 20s out there. These motherfuckers steady laying. So,
you
picked up almost up. So, I mean, shit.
Right.
Well, that a dumb
bitch? That's the gamble. Right. That's the gamble. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Danny boy them said, damn near every race, 80% of their races that the Joker said he was finna get their butt whooped, they won. The ones they thought
they
had
were
so bad on, they got
right.
their ass tore out.
They got right. their race. That's right.
Hell yeah.
No, then nobody gave her no
yep.
goddamn chance to beat that goddamn Mustang over there, Bobby Ray. Nobody gave her no chance.
They made you
say, shit, that motherfucker look good, but everybody else.
I seen Lil Blue Kill going down there. I said, that Mustang, he just gonna have to fuck me up. That's the gamble. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't bet the same way. You got to find some way to get a gamble in to try your luck with some money. That you got,
right.
that you can afford to lose, and go out there and gamble and try. Ain't no need to. That's the problem with people.
Yeah.
People try to goddamn raise these pots up and all that stuff, and they don't want to go because the pot raised up. Just gamble a little money that you feel comfortable of losing, and get your raise off or whatever. The results might favor you in a lot of chances like that instead of trying to, do a lot of capping on what the money is.
But Ma, I just told you in my days of racing. I have seen guys try to apply pressure to you with that money. And it'd be a race that they know two things going to happen. They feel like this race is going to be tight, or we might not even win this race. So they try to put pressure on the guy with the money. I got a partner of mine, he's deceased now. He used to tell his driver would be hollering, man, they fast. He said, leave on them. Just leave on them. And he would bet 2-1 odds on the money. I seen him do it many times. Trying to apply pressure. So it all depends on the gambler with that. I'm going to say this, I'm going to get out of the way. I believe in any two cars can run, but I also believe that can be a dumb race. That's just
okay,
my
well,
belief.
Okay, well, name one. Name a dumb race.
Well.
What's a dumb race? Yeah, well, what's a dumb race, though?
I'm
just saying,
I
don't
know
if you
was on,
your knowledge, what would be? Yeah, but, I mean, if you're calling it dumb, you got to be basing it on something. What you basing it on?
Okay, I haven't called a race dumb because I didn't call a race dumb. But what I'm saying is that if you see, I see Danny Boy and Lil Blue going down the track. They making it down this track every test pass they hit and looking good. And I know I can't run but 550, and he just went 480, 460. I'm just using numbers. I got to be dumb in America to go up there and try that man head up, tell him something. Anything can happen. Now, I might get lucky and beat you, but it was a dumb race.
Okay, but D, what made you say you want to even try, though? D, you had to have some reason why you wanted to fail.
That's my point, right? That's my point right there. I had to be dumb for thinking I could whoop him. When I'm looking at what he's doing, he making a trip every time, and I know I can't come nowhere, but I'm going to take a chance in it.
Hey,
see, some of us fall to
I just
got to
think. I just got to think that Brother D making a point, but I'm like Danny Boy. I want to know what he called it, because like I said, if anybody go out there and race, if they go out there and race, they got there must be something that made them thought they could win. They have to see something, D.
Yeah.
Hey, dog,
yeah,
let me say
you
this about
think
what
they would
you
see
said.
Something.
Hey, D,
I'm going to say
it
again, dog.
Hey, D,
But what he doing when you sitting there watching him, what he doing don't mean shit. It's what he do in that race. I done seen motherfuckers look like ain't nobody at the track got no business fucking with them. But when they get in that race, they get their asshole pulled out. So you can't say it's Don Carl. Yeah, because you say he was going 484. Let me explain. Let me say this, D. And that's your opinion. And I can't all of your opinion, but let me tell you this. I hate to, you know, always bring up us, Carl. You know, but I can speak on that because I know it to be factual. You know what I'm saying? We went to Piedmont, and our truck, when we were bagging it off the trailer, some bolts fell out of the transmission, and we had to find them bolts, and it took us a long time to find the bolts that'll fit. Okay, it was time to race. We had never been to that track in our life, never, had never been down it. But we went that goddamn far to race 321. We finally got them bolts in the staging lane, and we went up there and ran the race. Well, we won, but guess what happened, D, at the end of the race? Mm-hmm. We fucking blew up as we were going through the traps. So people were saying we were dumb coming off the trailer. Well, we never been before, but if we had a made a pass, we'd have been dumb. We'd have looked like jackasses anyway. We were way over there in the first shakedown, bro, the goddamn truck up. They're going to talk about that. They're going to call that dumb. So by us not making a shakedown, we had just enough in the truck, and we won the race.
Let me ask you a question, Danny.
Danny Boy, let me ask you a question.
And I know the answer. I want to hear you say it. Have you ever street raced? Did you ever race on the street?
Yeah, I raced on the street.
Have you ever raced on the street?
Yeah.
Okay, so at the street.
That's what I started.
Would you call it the street? I'm asking that question for a reason. When you racing on the street, what are you really doing? You off the trailer racing. So the truth of the matter is that off the trailer racing ain't always what it's cut out to be.
So we still on the street back then when I was racing, we weren't dealing with these kind of cars and horsepower though now, D. It doesn't matter about no horsepower, street prep or none of that. Listen, Danny Boy,
you have to put things in their proper. Speed for that time was fast for that time. Speed for now is fast for now.
But D, listen though, the track wasn't no such thing as no track surface. We went in front of the high school, nice smooth highway out there, not no traffic, and that's where we raced all the time. So it wasn't like, you know, I had been somewhere I had never been and all that. I'm talking about some people would have said if we'd have lost that race, we were some goddamn fools, had never been to that track, came off the trailer and did that race for the amount of money we did it for. If we hadn't won, they'd have called us some dumb motherfuckers. Okay, if we'd have shook down and drove that track, they'd have called us some dumb motherfuckers. So what people say don't make it be a dumb race. If two people agree to race and they go up there and race, they're going to be a winner and a loser. And it ain't always the fastest car win.
Right.
What a person do on that pass that matters. It don't matter if you saw them go down the track five times and he looked good.
Right.
I done seen a bunch of people do that and get in the race and lose the race. So
and lose it. Oh,
it's just, we'll beat it.
Yeah, but dog, why wouldn't he do it? I mean, I'm just saying, like.
Hey. What D was talking about just a minute ago when he said about street racing, he was just showing you back in the day, it was basically coming off the trailer. Because we didn't go out there and make no shakedown, and then come back and say, let's go. We went out there unloading the race. That's what he was basically trying to say. I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, I'm saying there's a whole different.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I wish
Flop would get my brother on the phone. He'll tell you the same thing. My crew went to run a partner of mine's crew. They had us covered by a second or better. I told my crew before we left the garage. I said,
we're
gonna
be
the biggest fool to come out here and run this dog. You know what I'm saying? We got to be the biggest fool to go out here and mess with this dog. We couldn't run number 10-10. I know that Dodge was way faster. Now, They cut the Dodge loose. Just so happened it was in a, back then with street racing, so, you know, you trying to jump each other. And Rabbit cut it loose and sounded like a bomb had exploded. The transmission exploded. That was the only thing that saved us. Now, if we had left with him,
you know what, D?
Rabbit would explode the trans. We would have won. They would have said it was a dumb race. But it wasn't.
But
it was
our way to glory, though.
Out of our
way to glory.
I don't care how you put it.
But D, listen, though. If racing is whatever happened in that past, it don't make no difference if that dude can go 8 seconds and you go to 10 seconds. If he didn't go 8 seconds in that race against you, what made it dumb? I mean, what made it dumb? Because none of these cars, it's very few cars that consistently go from race to race and doing the same thing. It's people get their cars and go build a badass car, D, but they ain't found the car yet. Dog might draw on the motherfucker. It's a lot of the negotiation. It's not about how fast nobody. It's when you catch them. I done heard Tony Bynum lock people in at Jackson on Thursday night, and he know he way faster than him. Well, he feel like they can't put the ball down in Jackson. So it's all in the negotiation. It ain't always the fastest car while you run him because you think you faster than him.
That's why you can't call it. That's why you can't call it dumb, Deepa. That's why you can't call it race dumb. Because anything happens,
you don't know what that guy thinking.
Okay, well, Danny boy, you and Maul both can team up on this. I got one last question. I'm done with it. So that means I'm not done for building the Buick then?
No.
You ain't done for building what you spent with your money.
I'm done for trying to tell you what to do with your money. Shit. I'm about to say that's what's going on with the race. This motherfucker going to spend his money building his car. The motherfucker going to tell you he's done for racing.
Like we was discussing earlier, you go out there and you whoop somebody, hell no, you ain't dumb. But you go out there and get your ass tore, you the dumbest man in America.
Right, you dumb.
Building a fucking Buick.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's why I keep saying it's Monday morning quarterbacking. But I go to my grave saying there are some races you can book. They're just naturally dumb races because I know for a fact. But when we went to Dota with Jerry and him, and Jerry will come to the phone and tell you right now, I'm not lying to you, we was totally out our league. If the car had made it halfway down, it fucking blowed up. We couldn't win. It was a dumb race to book. I ain't going to say we, and I was dumb for betting with him. I said, you know what, they bet with me when I book. So I got to bet with them. So I threw my little $500 in the pot, too. But in reality, we had negative zero chance of winning if their car make a half a pass. It was a dumb race. I don't know how you look at it. It was a dumb race.
Let me give you my opinion, D. I think if two guys go out there and they decide to race, it's only two things gonna happen: is a loser and a winner. And the one that everybody was favored, they just told you that the cars that everybody thought was gonna win didn't win. So why wouldn't a guy try a race like that sometime? I mean, especially if the results show you that the tough races you going in is the one that ain't nobody giving you a chance. And I can name a bunch of them that we didn't. Didn't nobody give us a fucking chance, and then the one we won. Now, when we ran, like, I just knew we were going to win that goddamn race. And we got fucked up. We ran pops. I knew we were going to win that race. We got fucked up. Couldn't nobody tell me he was going to beat up. Yeah, he won.
I really think the point you all are missing, or the point I'm not getting clear to you all, is that a 450 and a 440 car, a 446 car, and, you know, the 440 car move, the 450 car moved in one, a 440 car and a 430 car, you know, yeah, you're taking a chance. Even a 440 car and a 470 car, you're taking a calculated chance.
I'm gonna call you a lot, dude, about them 440 and them 450 cars together because they too scared to raise each other.
No, I agree, dog. I'm just throwing numbers out there. But when you take a car that can run 440s and you book that man in with my Buick who can't run 620s, I got to be the dumbest in America. I almost said dog, but I can't say it.
You ain't the dumbest nigga in America until you do it and get whooped. If you go out there and win it, you're the smartest nigga in America.
But in reality, I was dumb for booking it.
That's what I'm saying. Maul basically said ain't no such dumb as Reed. And Danny Boy said, if you tell you the name, I wouldn't know you said one too. Because if you name one, just like the race you just named. Well, you ain't no dumb ass, a nigga, or whatever you want to call yourself, until you go out there and get your ass whooped. Now, if you get your ass whooped, that's a Monday morning quarterback, though. That's after the fact.
Randy,
I was done for booking it, and then once I got my butt whooped, I gave you all a chance to call me dumb because I was done for booking it.
I thought y'all was saying if a race happened, it's a dumb race. I don't know nothing about how you go about your negotiation.
People
might know something you don't know when they book that race. I gave him a prime example with the race with Randy and Nemesis.
Randy got to be done. We got to be done. Look at the facts on it.
Yeah.
Look at the results on it.
It ain't dumb until after the fact. Ain't no race.
Everybody's smart after the fact.
Hey, Wick.
It ain't dumb
Wick.
After the fact to me.
Wick.
You want to race the man.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
You hear me, Wick? If I lock Shorty in head up, it's a dumb. If I lock Shorty with my Buick head up, it's a dumb race. If I get lucky and win,
well, that's a dumb
lock in.
It's a dumb lock in. It's not a dumb.
That's all I'm saying. Hold on.
You cannot agree with me.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I've been talking about it all day. You cannot agree with me on it being a dumb lock in, and then say it's no dumb race. It's either or they both. It can't be. It's a dumb lock in.
Well, it won't be a dumb race.
When you lock it in,
I'm
just waiting.
It's a dumb lock in, but I wouldn't call it a dumb lock in. It's a dumb lock in. Where you lock in for, Ray? Okay, Wick, where you lock in for, though? You lock in the race. So it's a dumb race.
Right. But
it's not a dumb race. I get
it after the race because
you might beat me.
All races that get off, they always lock in.
It's a lot
I
of
lock
in that
chance
don't
to call
have
me dumb
in.
If it don't happen, it still was a dumb. Okay, hold on. I'm glad y'all said that. I'm gonna show you something back.
Dumb locking.
Hold on.
Can't call a race.
I like
they raised.
Hold on a minute, Ma. I got you a quick. I won't want you. You said it's not a dumb race. It's a dumb lock in, right? That's what you just said, right?
I didn't say that. Wick said.
No, what I said.
So I'm talking to Wick now. I'm talking to Wick. So you said it's a dumb lock in, right, Wick? So with that being said, when you win the park out, it's a race that didn't take place. How can you call it a race then? I'm smiling at
you. Can't call it no race.
I don't hear no more yet. I don't hear no more. Park out is a race then. Park out can't be a win then.
How can you
call
it?
I call it a race.
Somebody, you didn't win
a
race.
A lot of people don't.
I know it. That's the very reason when I lock you in with my Buick, head up to run shorter, is a dumb race. And when I run that race and get the brakes beat off of me, now I'm giving the public a chance to call me dumb.
Yeah.
That's all to it.
So it can be. It really can be a dumb race because, yeah, like you said, hell,
it can be
until after the fact. But if you don't never,
no, it ain't. It can't never be no. I'm just saying it can't. It can't be no. I'm saying with it can't be no dumb race because if you said it, then it wouldn't be no fuck. It'd be a whole lot of.
Well, I'm saying it could be a dumb lock in. That's just like D said, him locking short in. That's a dumb lock in.
But a lock in of a race, y'all done caught mixing apples and oranges. Now, if y'all lock in, you can say that's a dumb lock in.
But the race might not happen.
If y'all don't race, you can't say that. Well, if the race don't happen, it was no dumb race then. They talking about races. They ain't talking about
locking.
They ain't
talking
about locking.
We saying the race. What we saying with everybody got all the answers after the fact.
Yeah. Okay, I want to ask this then. If D locked me in with Shorty and we do the race and he beat Shorty, what you call it?
He got lucky. He got lucky.
They wouldn't be calling it dumb.
They wouldn't call it dumb. That one thing.
When Randy went out there,
they
going to
say
it
was a
trick. They were calling Randy.
You know they're
going to
say
it got to be a fool.
You know they're going to say it with. They gonna say it was a dumb race that he got lucky on. He got lucky at swinging judge, and he better not never in life start that again.
No,
they
gonna say
that.
No.
Okay, hold on. I got you, Maul. We went out there and got his head bashed in three times down at Davison. But every one of them races, after the fact they said it was dumb, but before the fact, all them races we could have won. Them guys just got, they just come out and beat it.
What you just said, though?
Some races you lock in was dumb. You knew it was dumb when you locked it in. You were just being a bully, trying to be a bully. Like I told
okay,
you,
every one of them races we locked in, he had a chance of winning. He had a better than 50-50 chance of winning them races. Every one of them races.
He wasn't locking in to give his money away. The man wasn't locking in to give his money away.
Do you feel like there was a dumb lock-in or a dumb race when Tate gave with the back tie?
That's like it was a dumb race?
No, because it was two competitive cars. It wasn't a dumb race. That was not a dumb race.
There were two what now?
Shorty is a proven winner. That is a very competitive race. A lopsided race, was it not? For me to lock Wick in my
I'm asking this, D. Okay, D, let me ask you something. If you ask 20 legitimate racers, tuners, or whoever that actually know cars and racing, how many of them you think don't agree with you that they too compared? That them cars are compared right there together.
I didn't say it was right there together.
Similar,
I said it was two competitive cars.
That's not what I said.
No, he's saying
I never once said Wicker 450 car and Tater 452 car or vice versa.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Hold on. Since you putting it like that, let me think. Ma, who another real competitive guy?
Let me help you out with this here.
I'm trying to think of another. What's a real competitive car that is?
Uncle Sam.
All right, let's say Uncle Sam and let me think.
T-Mac. Basically, he's saying Shawty should run all them goddamn car head to fuck up.
Right, but that's the point
Uncle
I'm trying
Sam,
to make. When he
goddamn,
said that's the reason why I
won
the dumb race.
She.
But I'm saying,
you
but
saying
she,
find
but
me.
Look,
you saying find me five people that agree with it that ain't on Uncle Sam or none of them guys' team. They said that's an equal, you know, a race that we can go along with or whatever. You know, I know what you're saying.
Boy, not to be done, right?
But
right.
See,
exactly
but see,
you gotta understand. Mister, I'm on the road driving.
That.
Mister, I can't keep taking you back. I'm on the road driving. Mister, go ahead, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
you gotta understand
too much by them being two compatible cars. I mean, two competitive cars.
No, they're not compatible. Right.
That don't mean they should race each right. other, though. That's because they both are very competitive cars.
Right.
Hey, somebody said if we change the verbiage to a good gambler or a bad gambler and don't say race, would that make a difference then if you
can't
say a good gambler or
a
bad
gambler?
It makes a lot of difference. Sometimes the odds may be way, way, way the other way. And I ain't just saying race cars. I'm just saying in general. When you, like you say, Bob's probably one of the best. Him and Dow probably two of the best negotiators in the world in finding a person's weakness and making their strength.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's still a gamble. Don't get me wrong. But you know, some people do some shit that
and look at it like this,
T-Mac.
They ain't never had the fastest shit. But they always done the most in the sport, which is racing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, let's say winning or whatever. You know, shit.
It depends on what kind of mentality you got. Some people got
because they got a gambling mentality.
Right.
Shit.
I just been saying Dog got
the bottom line.
Tony Bag got more of a hustler's mentality. Let me kind of coexist, but it ain't the same.
Let me say this.
Right.
How most races happen, and Dog mentioned it earlier, and when he was talking to D, Dog said, in order for you to even entertain racing another car, you done saw something or you know something. It's a reason. Okay, with say, worldwide call out, trick or treat, come in that hole, worldwide call out, I'll run anybody for X amount of money. So basically what he's saying, I'm willing to gamble this amount of money against any motherfucking race car in the world. They come in the hole. Okay. He's not done because he's doing what he want to do. Now, if he go out there and say, I'm going to bet my house and all my cars, my Corvette and everything on this goddamn race, then, yeah, you know, that's a little risky. But, it's just a race. So why is it dumb? And then where if we going to draw the line on how fast somebody got to be, how much faster? I mean, you know, they can only be this much faster than you.
Mama.
Or you're not going to race. How do you know where you draw the line at? Because nobody really know what nobody going to run on that path. I don't know what you're going to run on that path.
And don't nobody know what a person can afford to do when they take a certain gamble either.
Yeah. So I don't know what you're gonna do. I know I'm gonna set the side your ass.
Everything at home. That don't mean.
This is what I look at. I'm gonna sit beside of you, I just seen what the little trucker do. I feel good about it. I'm going to sit beside you. I know it's a bad motherfucker on the other side, but I'm starting hollering I'm a bad motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe I got a chance to win, and that's all everybody got. If you believe you got a chance to win, then you do the race. Yeah, it don't matter what other people think. You can call it dumb all you want. I don't give a fuck what you call it. I felt like I had a chance to win. I got my
ass. Kim Miles waited patiently. He had something he wanted to say. Let Kim Miles get in there for a minute. Kim Miles, get in there. Kim Miles.
Well, dog, it didn't matter. I was just going to ask him a question. Since they were talking about a dumb race, I was going to ask, if a man got a car that's really fast and you don't really know it, this is what I was going to say. The man got a really fast car. You ain't did no homework. I come up to Maul say, hey, man, why don't you grab a hold of a D-boy over there, man? And you know D-boy running over in the numbers. And I go over there and put my money up and get my butt toe up. What is that? That was a dumb race. You didn't do no homework. You listened to somebody else and got over there and got your head toe up. And so I think that was dumb. You just gave your money away. In this day and age, you have to do some kind of homework to see about where the person's at. But, you know, if you got a chance, and that's what I'm saying, so...
You got a point right there now. That could be a dumb race there now. You got a point on that one now.
Let's take it a step further. Just say you do that 3-4 times. You go run a motherfucker. Everybody in the world thinks you faster than that.
But
Hold on, Maul. You win 3 and lose 1. You win 3 and lose 1. So it's still done. If that's how you raising your program. You taking chances. You gambling. I heard Randy.
Somebody got a lot of noise.
Was the luckiest motherfucker in the world. So, hey, Maul. They say Randy was the luckiest motherfucker in the world. He beat 3 of the so-called
fastest
motherfuckers in the world in a row.
But it's still But what Tim House is saying, D-Boy, is still after the fact. You still can't – that's why I say you can't never call a race a dumb race, because a lot of shit happened that you don't expect to happen in racing. That's all I'm saying.
But Maul, in that situation, I think he got a good point on that one.
But he said they lose.
It's not even after the fact.
But how many times motherfuckers have told a motherfucker that and you went out there and won the race too now? So that, like Maul said, that's after the fact. It's a lot of motherfuckers that you ain't got no business running that car.
Hey,
you ain't got no business running that car. Oh, no. These people done said it. You ain't got no business running
that car. Hold on. Danny Boy. Please hold on. Just because you go out there and win a race for the last 1,000 times, man, that don't make it not be a dumb race. I can't understand why you keep saying just because you go out there and win a race. Just because you went out there and won didn't make it not be dumb. I went out there and lined up a wick with my beard, and he almost 2 seconds faster than me, but he blew the tires away, and I got away. I was the dumbest racer I could have booked. I got away, but it was still a dumb race. I don't know how y'all keep saying that.
Let me ask you this.
I don't understand how y'all keep saying what y'all saying. It was a dumb race. Okay, how y'all keep putting it?
Well, after the fact,
if you know that man 2 seconds faster than you probably didn't go out there and do it. Yeah, now you can. That would be a dumb race per se if you know that man 2 seconds faster than you. But you wouldn't lock him in. Basically, you wouldn't lock him in and run him in.
You shouldn't go out there and do it. I agree with you. But some people are just what you call chance takers, adrenaline seekers.
But the closest thing I've seen to y'all argue was Tim Allen saying, like he said, you came to the track, B, and I told you to go there and run a joker, and you just go there and run him. You don't know nothing about it. You just took my damn wood and went on there and run him, and he beat the brains out of you.
Well, what the fuck am I going to believe? What the fuck you telling me, dog?
Hey, dog, that's another verbal of being dumb.
So wait a minute. But
you can book a dumb race.
AD, you going to call the man dog? Because I saw the car. In my mind, I feel like I can beat it. A man that ain't running the car, and don't own the other car, don't own the car I got, just go come up there and tell me, man, this man 2 seconds faster than you. I ain't got to believe that shit. I seen the car go down the track. I think I can win. Ain't shit dumb about me trying a motherfucking race. I think I can win. Well, get what y'all think. Y'all don't know how fast the car is. Y'all don't know. I don't know. But
hey,
in my mind, I feel like I got a chance to gamble.
Well, then it, Come on, brother D.
What I'm trying to say is, let me give you an
example.
Come on, brother. Just like, and I don't know all the statistics. I only know just a little bit. Skin told Rob, man, you need to go over there and grab a hold of that dog on quarantine. He got his butt blowed clean out all the way across on the spread all across the whole country.
Got whack.
Grabbed that nitrous car and got his head kicked in.
So who ain't never lost a race?
Tim, about that, bro, Tim. And by that, bro, Tim, Rob kind of like a spaceship. If there ever been something like a future race car, like a Star Trek race car. And what was it?
Yeah.
It was
hey, let me tell
race.
Y'all about a race. BT told me 5 to 10 times, Danny boy. I ain't been to fucking with that goddamn surf. You ain't got no been to fucking with surf. I'm telling you, that mother go fast. He needs to go, Danny boy. I'm telling you, you ain't got no been to fucking with surf. BT, no, we gonna go any goddamn way. But he told him, fuck surf for BT. I went out there and that man ain't never stopped running out of my goddamn life. I don't feel like it was a dumb race. We wanted to run it. See, what's dumb about it? So we lost a race. We come right back, we win a race. So, I mean, so I guess every time somebody loses and a motherfucker gaffle, it's a dumb race. That man went up there thinking he could win. So ain't nothing
ain't
dumb
even close
about
to what I'm saying, though, Danny boy.
Y'all saying that's not even close to what I'm saying.
I'm done.
So what you saying?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm done.
What you saying?
I'm done.
All y'all saying is one of man lose, it's a dumb race. But a lot of motherfuckers that won more of those races that y'all called dumb, then he done lost. Yeah, there's been so many times, motherfucker. Why you think people getting 2-1 odds? And the one that they get in, the odds win the damn race. Turn the light on. Yeah, that, to me, they the dumb motherfucker.
Hey, D-Boy, that's what they saying, D-Boy. They saying because you lose a race, you're dumb. Shit, but you go out there and try to race. They still ain't looking at what I'm saying. After the fact, everybody got all the motherfucking right answers. If you feel it's a dumb ass race, everybody's dumb after the fact, and everybody's goddamn smart after the fact. So that's all I'm saying. That's why I said I couldn't call a race a dumb race, because anything happened in race. That's it. That's all. What's your term here? You can do what?
Nickname or whatever the fuck
Wit went up there.
It was a learning experience. He went up there. He felt like he could run them goddamn cars. He brought it. They beat him 2 or 3 times. After they talked about the man like a dog. The man felt like he could win. Ain't no way in the hell he got up there if he didn't think
Randy went down there against Nemesis and got doing, couldn't get down the track for nothing in the world, and went out there and won the raid for that bag and everything. If he had a law, it was a dumb raid. He won. Oh, he man, that man lucky.
A big bag at that.
Them folk were laying 3-1 and everything. Limits are down there flying out this world, man. It was like a jet goddamn car.
When I seen that red light come on, I threw up. If he had a law that raid, they would have called him dumb.
What he did to raise or whatever the fuck happened, he the smartest motherfucker in the world after the fact. Shit.
That's all.
Hey,
Ma.
This motherfucker know. Hey, Ma. This motherfucker know he can't. They know this big stupid motherfucker can't do nothing but make a layup.
Man,
so he's coming down the court. Hold on, T-Mac. Motherfucker, they know all he can do is dunk. All this motherfucker can do is dunk. He's 7 foot tall. He come down the court. And he shoot that motherfucker.
But he dunked on the game winning shot.
And then when that motherfucker go in, his goddamn mouth, he closed his goddamn mouth. Good shot. Good
he dunked on the game winning shot. Yeah, you mean shit. Yeah, you mean. Who goddamn sit thinking on dumb race? Yeah.
Hey, when they go in the bucket, what they holler, Ma? Good shot. Good shot.
Good shot, boy. Yeah. You clutch.
Babe.
You clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you clutch.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. Ma. Hey, Ma, let me ask you a question. I done heard this about 3 times tonight. You all keep seeing how Nemesis red lit. So if he had not red lit, how do you think that race would turn out? It's a two-part question.
Ain't no
two-part question.
It ain't no ill. We talking about the facts.
Kurt,
we talking about the facts of what you can't, why you can't call it on.
That ain't got, Ma, that has nothing to do with what I asked you. I said it's a two-part question. If he had not red lit, both cars make the trip, how do you think that race would turn out?
He can't be your aunt and your uncle, D. He got to be one or other.
Danny boy, what you saying don't have any bearings at all in what I ask. It has no bearings at all. It's
so
good for land, but it has no bearings at all in what I ask for.
It do. You saying him?
What we saying, D? How
him.
Can you call
it?
It? Yeah,
well,
we
said
him.
I didn't say him.
I'm not.
When is your day? They both made the trip.
Nemesis would have won.
Okay,
and
see,
one thing
that's
about
your
it,
opinion.
Though, D, you
now,
can't unring the
now,
bell,
now,
D, so we don't know how it would have turned out. You can't
unring the bell.
Hey, D, this is what you're trying to say. You trying to say Nemesis was the fastest.
No, you don't know what I'm trying to say. You don't have a clue what I'm trying to say.
Because
you're not letting me say it. You don't have a clue what I'm trying to say, Danny. What if I showed you all running better than Nemesis ever been?
Right.
You might show us a fast time clip,
but you cannot prove that Randy had been faster than them.
That's not what I'm saying, T-Mac.
You said, what if I could show you that
Ma
Randy
said,
has been
Ma
way faster than them.
T-Mac said Nemesis would have won. And then I said, now what if I showed you that Randy ran faster than Nemesis
has
ever been?
Man,
that
thing
he
made
me.
Man, ain't no such
thing.
You don't know what would have happened. There's no way we prove it.
Yeah, that don't mean shit. That don't mean shit, though, D.
Daddy boy keeps saying if. I haven't said if not one time. Not one time if I use
that. That's
right.
All
but,
you can
but,
say.
That's
all you can
say.
Well,
hold
on, man. Let me talk to Brother
that,
right quick.
Brother
D.
No, that's not
you,
all I can
there's
say.
No way that
there's
you
not,
prove
I,
that,
come on,
there's no way that you can prove that Brandon has been way faster than them. There's no way you can prove
but that. Hey, T-Mac, that wasn't my point. My point I was trying to get at is what Marvel said that. I said, what if I could show you that Randy ran fast. The point I was trying to get at was that those two cars was competitive with each other. That's my point. That was the point right there. He
not
lost
that day.
The
not that day, though.
But they was compatible. They was compatible that day.
Not that day. Not that day. Because Randy
not
never
that
made
day.
A clean pass.
Compatible
yeah.
that day.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
Randy never made a clean pass that day.
They came to the track compatible.
I done seen motherfuckers take clean passes all day.
I'm talking about
hey,
on paper. I'm talking about the day of the race.
You right. Hey, T-Mac, I done seen people make, I done seen motherfuckers make clean passes all night.
If you don't speak it, Whit.
Hey, T-Mac, I done seen motherfuckers make clean passes and another motherfucker be struggling. Tony Wright hasn't made no goddamn. Hold on. Tony Wright didn't make no clean passes down there when he fucked Cole Killer. See, that's why it ain't no dumb race, man, because the only thing count is what happened when them two cars line up and go down the track. All that shit about, I think this man was 2 tenths faster. That shit, man, don't mean shit. It's what happened in that race, and he's going to be a winner and a loser. Hold on. He's going to be a winner and a loser, and it ain't always the fastest car going to be the winner.
Hey,
that's fact.
Nemesis was
that's
flying.
That part is true.
Down
that
there, Florida, flying like a motherfucker. I'm talking about flying. Whit was making some clean hit, but Whit knew he had a problem. Whit still got up there and took that gamble, though, and came out on top. Now, but for the race, Nemesis didn't make no clean hit. Not for the money.
Why you can't
and
say it,
though?
Nope.
Now,
you
and Whit had a problem. And Whit had a problem.
You can say, I probably wouldn't have took that race. You can say that if you want
to. That's all
you
can do.
But you don't know what that other man thinking when he take a race. And he got to be feeling like he can win. So if he taking his own stuff, doing what he want with it, and he can live with the result, I don't call it dumb.
Hell no, because in racing, it's better to be lucky than good. I'm just going to be honest.
God dang right.
Any day of the week.
So when it's your day, it's just your
so
day.
When it's all said and done, you can lock in a dumb race. You really can. You can book a dumb race. You can run a dumb race. I don't care how you word it. It can be a dumb race. My
well, like
about,
I said, it's all
was
the
fact
D.
that they were compelled.
Hey, D, let me ask you this. Hey, D, let me ask you this. Hey, D, let me ask you this.
Hey, D,
I go and win. Say, I'm at a track. Say, I'm down in Lando. I'm down at 3-4 days. I win 3-4 races. And, shit, man, we sitting around. And, man, that motherfucker over there look good, man.
You start feeling yourself.
Hell,
and you like that beer again.
Hold on.
And I beat your brakes in.
We playing with house money. D, we playing with house money, D. And we like, man, this motherfucker over here, man, fuck that motherfucker. We're going to try his ass for a little something. Hell, it's five of us. We're going to put up $300 a piece. We're going to run this motherfucker for $1,500. Okay. Everybody track. This motherfucker fast in there. Yeah, we get up there and something happens, and we lose. I don't think it's dumb. I think we just said, shit, we playing with our money. We are going to try something. I mean, that's your decision. I don't think it's dumb.
See,
that's
something else. Hey, Danny Boy, that's something else people like to say. I caught the lottery yesterday. Is that the lottery money? No, that's my money. Once you won
no, I
that
know,
money,
what I mean,
it's your money.
What I mean, I'm playing
it's
ahead
no
of the game, D.
Money. It's
that's
your money. I know it. No.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get
you
to see.
On that, but I'm saying,
I'm
agree with
you,
but I'm saying
I'm
we feel like, we just feel like we want to try something. I mean, it ain't dumb, because we want to try.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you feel like you want to try something, but just because you feel like you want to try something don't mean you got to try something dumb.
I don't call it dumb. But what
hey,
about we win?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Now that 1500 turned into 3000. Hey, now that 1500 turned to 3000, we said, well, we're going to use that extra 1500. We're going to buy a diesel on the way back with that. So what was done about
it? That's not what I said, Danny boy.
Okay,
I didn't say nothing was dumb about it. I said it's you calling it house money. When you win, it's your money. That's what I see.
Well, I already agreed with you on that.
You're trying
right.
You're trying to put words. But and I didn't say nothing else.
No, I say I agree with you. It is my money, but I'm saying I feel good about playing with it because I got quite a bit more than I came
There's nothing wrong with that. And I said there was nothing wrong with that. I didn't disagree with you. I'm not going to never disagree with you when I think you're right. But if I think you're wrong, you're going to get an argument from me to the end. And to tell me that you cannot book a dumb race, you're going to argument from it to the end because it's just physically not true. You can book a dumb race. You can run a dumb race. You can lock in a dumb race. I don't care how you word it. It can be a dumb race.
So let me ask you this.
I may not have
any. So if you book a race that you think is a smart race and you still lose, so that make it smart because you were faster, but you got your ass pulled out. So you felt like you were faster.
Don't make it smart. Let's word it correctly. Did that make it not dumb because I thought it was smart? No, you said it would make it smart. I said, let's put the word in correctly. Do that make it not be a dumb race because I thought it wasn't dumb? I thought it was smart.
No, I'm saying that make it not be a dumb race.
Man, a lot of guys go into a race, everybody feel like a dumb race.
No, what I'm saying, D.
Like I told you all earlier, for me to run short ahead would be a dumb race.
Okay, D, hold on, D. I'm saying, okay, me and you get up there to race. You feel like you can whoop me, I feel like you can whoop me, and I feel like I can whoop you. But you got 50 people at the track come out. Man, I think D about 2-3 seconds faster than that guy. But I don't think that, D. I don't think that. Because I watch your pass, and I say, shit, it don't look no better than me. So if I run you and find out later on you faster than me, I don't think it was dumb because in my mind I felt like I could whoop you. So, you know, and it's a lot of surprises in races. A lot of motherfuckers think they got a motherfucker covered, and then at the end they find out they don't. You got a lot of motherfuckers think they know where the motherfucker going and lock him in based on they think they know where they going and get up there and get their goddamn ass pulled out. So, to me, if a man feel like he got a chance on a race, and he threw that race, it's not dumb to me. He just resisted.
Okay. Hold on, Danny boy. Let me ask you a question. Hey, Ball Hill, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I you've seen my car, right? You seen pictures of my car, right?
Yeah.
Once I finish this car, do you think it would be? We're correct. If I lock Wick in it and run short ahead up, what you think that race would be? You think that would be a smart race, a dumb race, a race? What you think that would be?
You going to be dumb as shit. We going to kill you. We better kill your motherfucking ass. You ain't going to wear no
guys.
Goddamn.
Shout it. They don't really know no better. You can't see, they can't say what I'm going to say.
They can't say what I'm going to say because I'm sitting here watching.
Hold on, Skin.
I'm watching. I see what's going on. Yeah, boy.
Okay, let's take the view out of it.
You've been racing for a long goddamn time. Races that you done goddamn did, I bet you motherfucker look at it like, man, that nigga dumb here for locking that goddamn race in or running that race, and the results came out to benefit you. All I said, shout it, you can't call no race a dumb race until after the fact. That's all I'm saying.
No, you can't really call no race a dumb race. We said this on Sham Show, but he specifically asked me a question. He didn't say, is it any dumb races? He just asked me about them two cars.
Exactly.
That's all he asked me. Let me tell you this. To me, we can say dumb all we want. It's really just a figure of speech. You only dumb when you get your ass pulled out.
Thank you. Now let me say this. Everybody is smart after the fact.
What makes the difference between Wick and D-Car and make that a dumb race? You saying that was a dumb race?
Because I've seen D-Car. I've been seeing it for 30 years. And it's a fucking Buick. He ain't got no business fucking with no goddamn Wick. That's like me fucking with a Wick with the goddamn Kamala.
Hold on, boy. Hold on right there. So do that become a dumb race after the race, or was it a dumb race before the race?
To me, it's a dumb race before the race.
Daddy boy, you're not telling the truth, but I ain't never said if I lock him in. Hold on, Daddy boy, please.
How much you want to bet?
Daddy boy, can I talk?
D, how much you want to bet?
Let me finish.
Danny boy, let me hear my gamma on.
Skin, when you not gonna get no gamma, so y'all just be quiet and listen. Skin, you just said that was a dumb race.
Yeah.
If that can be a dumb race, because I got a beard and I locked Wiki and head up with Shorty.
Yeah.
If that can be a dumb race, then you can't turn around in a nanosecond and say it can only be a dumb race after the race.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say you said it.
I'm saying what you
it's
can't
say. It's a dumb race before y'all race. Now, that would be a dumb race for me to get up there.
That would be a dumb race before you
listen
race.
Listen to this, though, D. That's a dumb-ass race for me to take Kamala Harris, my brand-new car, and I'm going to get up there with Willie Dawg. With the shit started.
Hey, ball here. All you do
that's
is
a dumbass race.
But
so it can be a dumb race,
make,
now. That's the dumbest race in the
small.
Motherfucking world.
You're
that's the dumbest race
small.
In the world.
You're
because there's no way I can win. There's no way I can win. If I get a car off the showroom floor to go 12-something, I can spend $4 million in it. I still can't whoop Willie Dawg car.
You're making me look smart.
I ain't got no pass. You don't even know nothing. You got street ties on. How the fuck I'm going to whoop Willie Dawg?
I want to be dumb. I want to look dumb. Stop making me look smart.
You can't win with
they
that.
They said that there's no such thing as a dumb race to absolutely.
Yeah, lie, motherfucker.
That is not true.
If I
that
take IBL Photo Malibu and say, what you want to do with Keisha, Jamie, that's the dumbest race in America. It's no way I can win.
So, let me ask you this.
If two people it's decide to race,
think you
cannot
run a dumb race.
Let him ask me a question.
I want to hear. Hey, Skin. Go ahead. Now listen.
So this is what we basically saying. You go to the track, and you decide to run somebody, right? And you get up there and race them. You can't determine what that damn race is. Now, after the race, Skin lead out with $20,000. I don't give a fuck if you can't go nothing but a 13. If you lead out that goddamn money, what was done about it?
Well, okay, let me tell you.
Hello?
It was a dumb race, but I got lucky and won the money. Hey, this what's going to make it dumb. Hold on, Danny. This what's going to make it dumb. Keep getting up there doing that same motherfucker race.
Yeah.
Do it five times
in
a row.
Look at Didi racing them people instead of getting away. Skin, hold on, Skin. Yeah, but Didi got a decent car. Preacher boy, you said some silly shit. Didi got a car just like theirs that he racing them with. He ain't got no fun. D car ain't compatible. D got a decent car.
Hey, listen, Skin. So nine times out of ten, it would be dumb for that to be his first race if his car do look like Wick.
Right. Now, that'll
be
dumb.
So that's probably what you say. That'll be dumb
for that to be his first race.
Right. Now, that'll be dumb.
It'll be dumb, boy, if it'll be my 10th race if I run him head up. I don't care if I get away.
Now, if you got a Chevrolet in that motherfucker, and you look like they cop, but see, I don't know. Now, D, let me ask you this. But when they look at your car, D, when they look at your car, they ain't gonna look like it goes that much.
Hey, Skin.
That's what they said.
Hey, D, listen to that. Can you listen sometimes, D?
But the big word in that whole conversation is, you said if you lock Shorty in, and if you as smart as you is, and you can see how other folks racing can be dumb, I know goddamn well you ain't gonna lock him in. So it ain't no dumb race, cause the race ain't gonna happen, cause you ain't gonna lock him in. You keep talking about if.
Nah, he ain't gonna lock
him in. I have got luck on some.
But
you just told everybody on here. If you
lock
Shorty
in,
head up.
Listen,
D. Okay, well, the next question is, will you lock Shorty in, head up with your beard? Will you lock him in?
If it
ain't no race. So how you going to call it dog? It ain't no race, so you ain't locked me in.
It's a duck.
This is what they trying to tell you, D. If you had enough heart to lock the race in, the race wasn't dumb to you because you locked it in.
Hey, preacher boy, just because it wasn't.
Yeah, damn right.
Do not change the fact that it was dumb.
You shouldn't have told us you know better. You shouldn't have told us
you know
better.
Now, you
know
what?
But if you locked
it in, I like what they just said. It wasn't dumb to the person that locked it in. But me, I'm on the outside looking in. It's dumb to me.
Okay.
It's never dumb to the person that locked it in because he think he got a chance.
Hold on, Bree. Let me ask
that's
you
right.
Question.
That's right. So, Skid. Now, check this out, Skid. Now, the people on the outside, hey, Skid, how many times the people on the outside have said, man, I wouldn't do that goddamn race. That man goddamn fool. And then when he win, they jumping up and down with it. So, fuck what
they
told
me that a
million times.
Okay, hey,
you goddamn
right.
Right. There you go. But
yeah,
where did you run, Skin? Because you felt like you were winning the race, right?
And
so
I was in love with one of your workers, right? One of your people.
Yeah.
Do you stop her from being a whore?
Nope.
I fell in love with her, though. But you have stopped from being what she was. She is what she
is. And that don't stop you from being what she is.
Listen, that's not the same scenario.
Free boy, all you got to do is listen and stop talking. You see, it's the same. It's no different than me locking in a race that I had no business running because the man 2 seconds, just a second faster than me. But he broke the tire, I got away. It was still a dumb race because I got
you don't know that, man. That's why you locked your race in because you felt
how
you had chance of winning.
I may know he's second fast. El knew doggone well Jerry knew was faster than we were. But he locked him in.
Listen,
D.
Stop acting like other people don't. The reason you locked in a race is because you feel you got a chance of winning. You're not going to give your motherfucking money away. Only reason you got to race a motherfucker because you have a chance.
It ain't always that way. That's what it's supposed to be.
It's a chance.
What this is saying, Mr. Boy, because I see you coming on TV and don't understand, is that the only thing he's saying is that it can be a dumb race. You can lock in a dumb race. Anyone don't agree with that, don't agree with the truth.
It's only dumb to the people that don't understand what you're doing. Listen, that race with Anthony, it was a dumb race, but they did it in a smart way. They made him take the bars off. They handicapped that man because they knew they couldn't beat him if he had bars on. Right, so it wasn't a dumb race to them.
I wasn't there. I'm glad you said that. I wasn't there. Watch this, Richard Boy. Just because you said it was not a dumb race to them, it do not negate the fact that it was a dumb race. It don't neglect that.
Okay.
It was still a dumb race, man.
It was dumb on three of them parts for taking the balls off.
I can't understand for the life of me, man, how you can't understand plain English. Just because it wasn't dumb to you, just because she's not a whore to me, don't change the fact that she's a whore. She was on the corner last night, and I married her today. Don't change the fact of what she is. Look, man.
But what made it dumb, that's what I'm telling you. How do that make it dumb because you're a hoe? You fell in love with her. You wanted her. That don't make it dumb.
The problem is that it gets you to see freak, well, I don't know how you miss it. It doesn't change the fact of what she is. Well, it's the same thing with racing. It don't change the fact that it was a dumb race because they felt like taking the winner bars off was not dumb.
It don't change the fact that it was still done. And that's common sense.
Oh, this is common sense. Ain't nobody going to drag their motherfucking money off if they don't think they got a chance of winning.
It happens every day.
The only dumb part about it was they took off something to race a motherfucker.
Sometimes common is just not common.
They make the fastest car strip. They make you take off something. That was the dumbest thing in the world, to take off something in your car you paid for.
How you going to say that make... Now, let me just say it. You said...
Why would you take off something off of your car that you paid for to make your car go faster? Why? That's the only dumb part about a situation. If I bought it for my car, that's what the fuck I'm going to leave it on, my car. I'm not taking off shit to accommodate another nigga.
Hey, preacher boy. It was dumb because of this. It's still dumb.
Okay. A.D.
Yes, sir,
Daddy. The word dumb means, right? Simply not knowing. That's what dumb is. He don't know. So if a motherfucker feel like he can win, he don't know he can't win, so he ain't dumb. He feel like he can win when he get in them beans. Whether he feel, no matter how you think about it. Now, you can say, I don't feel like that race is in his favor. Listen, see, you can say, I don't feel like that race is in his favor. But you can't call him dumb for wanting to race his car against whoever the hell he want to race it again. And a lot of times, the slower car lead with the money. And then y'all want to call the man dumb. Why is he dumb? He did what he want to do with his own shit.
They always call him lucky when he wins.
Don't make no difference.
Winning is winning. He might have knew something you didn't know.
Let me tell you what the law said, Daddy Boy said that. Daddy Boy said dumb is simply not knowing. Let me tell you what the law said. The law said being ignorant is not an excuse for breaking the law. Oh, I didn't know that. It don't matter. You still get the ticket. I didn't know.
No, we ain't talking about doing nothing wrong. We say when a man doing something with his own shit that he want to do, he ain't doing nothing wrong.
Y'all took me with trying to take everything I said and change it. I'm just giving you a scenario,
man. You're trying
to go
for the law. We ain't talking about no crime. We talking about a man taking his own stuff doing what he want
to
do.
I'm not going to no law, nothing, Daddy Boy. You know it's a fact. Stop saying that.
You said the law. The law said what you said the law said.
Come on. Daddy Boy, come on, Daddy Boy. Stop it. You said dumb is simply not knowing because I played along with the game. I said, no, I don't know. And I said,
is that not the definition of dumb, what's your definition of dumb?
Do you guys just say it?
What's your definition of dumb?
I said, not knowing.
No, but what's the definition of dumb?
I'm going to say
not knowing is not an excuse. Okay.
For breaking.
I ain't say no excuse. I say the definition. What's the definition?
Well, okay. How you miss it, I don't know. You just stated out your mouth. Dumb is simply not knowing. And we know that's true.
Yeah, that's the definition.
But
of
that
dumb.
Still
that's
doesn't
the
change the fact. That still, what I'm trying to make sense with you is that doesn't change the fact. It just don't.
Okay. So let's talk
no
facts.
Way.
Okay,
no
D. Well, D, let's talk facts.
The fact is, we're going to talk facts.
In blood racing, D. Hold on, D. Let's talk facts.
D.
In blood racing, let's talk facts. I don't folks to know how fast you can go, D. D, let's talk facts. I don't folks to know how fast you can go, right?
That's dumb for calling
I don't folks to know that, right? I don't folks to know how fast you can go. And just got 3-4 people on the outside feel like they know and come tell me. And I don't believe them. I seen that car run. Hold on, D. I seen that car run.
and I'm on racing. Okay, he beat me by 4 cars, and I find out that motherfucker two tenths faster than me. So you saying it was dumb because I went out there and tried him on what I think versus listening to what everybody else saying, so I'm dumb for trying what I want to try? Is that what you're saying?
Say you're not. Hello? It's a dish you tried. But most people assume,
hello?
Hey,
hello?
You can't win, and some assume you can. All of it is a gamble. It's a chance. So what made it a dumb race because you took a chance? You take a chance
right.
Every day playing the lottery. You know you got, you. It's damn near impossible for you to win a lottery, but you play it every day because you're taking a chance. That's dumb. You're wasting your money on the lottery, and you ain't got a chance of winning.
Oh, you got a slim chance.
Can everybody go now?
You still take a chance because you feel good about it.
Right. It's all taking a chance. Ain't nothing dumb about it. You're taking a gamble. You're taking a chance. That's all it is. It's a gamble, a chance. Ain't no such thing as a dumb race. It's all taking a chance.
Can I ask the question?
Yes, you can.
All right, so here's my question. If you can't lock in a dumb race, right, why do people pay the punk out and the car ain't broke?
Because they're scared. They don't want to take that chance.
A lot of times they realize that they locked in a dumb race.
No, that don't be it. Listen to me, bro. Sometimes a motherfucker can see something and it looks faster than what it really is. You understand what I'm telling you? Hey, listen, man, your heart rate. If you see a big motherfucker knock a motherfucker out, and he come over there and knock the shit out of you, and you still on him and knock his ass clean out, you took that chance. You understand what I'm getting at? These people are afraid to fucking race. All it is a chance. It's a gamble. You don't know if you can win or lose until you get
my
in the race.
My brother, who was it asking that question? My brother. What they don't understand, they don't understand the difference between a chance and being dumb. Either they don't understand it or they're just not accepting it. And I think it's more the latter than it is. But at the end of the day, I don't care how they word it, my brother. I don't care how they try to twist it. I don't know why preacher on here with this mess he's giving out, because at the end of the day, you can lock in, you can run, you can book, I don't care how they word it, a dumb race. Some races are just dumb. Some are just luck of the draw. I'd rather be lucky than good any day. That's a fact. That's a fact. It's just like preacher boy shoot dice. It's like him taking a bar on 10. It was dumb. It's just like him setting up all day long, giving me a bar bet, but I won't give him a bar bet. It's dumb. I don't know why he said on there acting like he don't know no better. I can give you all the scenarios in the world I want to give you. If you're not going to accept them, you're just not going to accept them. If you're going
to
accept
them, it's dumb
them,
for people to play the lottery. It's dumb for people to play the lottery every day, then. It's dumb.
It only become dumb playing the lottery. See, a lot of times you can't miss apples and oranges. People are quick to say apples. Sometimes you can miss them, sometimes you can't. Well, you know what makes it dumb playing the lottery? When you can't afford to play it.
Then that make it dumb when you drag race.
So if you can afford
to pay your bill with the money.
Hold on, D. So if you can afford to take them races, then that make it they not be dumb. If you can afford to take it.
Tell me what I said before that.
Okay.
Tell me what I said before that.
No, I'm going to tell you what you just said.
I'm going to tell you what you just said.
No, tell me what I said before that.
I can't go way back.
I know you can't.
I know you
can't. Hey, my brother, the brother
just
asked the race.
You
said, the brother just asked my
man.
This is what I said before that.
That's wrong, D. Then you trying to cover up, D. Watch out now. You said, if a man played a lottery,
he
can't
He should have taken a snippet of what I said. What are you doing? He's being a Republican right now. See, you trying to take a sip of what I said. Because I clearly stated that all the time you can't mix apples and oranges. But see,
like
I want to say that part
what
there. I know you don't.
I want to talk about what
hey,
I want to talk
but
about like
in the background, him and Preacher Boy, they don't want to say what I said. I said, first
I ain't
saying
a word. I'm listening.
You can't always mix apples. I heard you laughing.
You
said you
like
can't always mix apples and oranges. See, they want to take that part out. But then they want to come in with the part that I said it's only dumb
well,
if
you
can't
do?
Afford it. But then when I said, you can't always mix apples and oranges. That's what I said first.
Okay, you said that. Okay, you said that. Now let's get to the
line.
It's
only
dumb in the people's eyes that ain't gambling. That's what it is. It's only dumb in the people's eyes that ain't gambling.
I'm going to say this to Danny Boy, too. Just because you could afford to lose $20,000, don't make it not be dumb because you lost it in a dumb
fashion. Okay, okay.
But listen
to that.
Okay.
It's only dumb to the people that ain't gambling.
Y'all
keep adding stuff because you don't want to address the part about
it. Y'all
like to
leave.
D, now, D, you keep adding stuff because you don't want to address it. Now, let's address it one at a time.
I answered your question. Well, let me ask something.
You say
now you want
to
ask.
That man asked you a question.
It's okay for you to ask.
No, D, he asked you a question, D. He asked you a question. So it's playing the lottery dumb. You said, no, the only way they're dumb is if they can't afford to play it. Okay. So I asked you.
That's not what I said. I said,
is it dumb
no, I can't
to take
you
a race?
I can't, I'm
you
not going
to
let you go there. I'm not going
to
let you go there.
I
said, all the time, why you don't back up what I said, though? Why you taking a snippet of what I said? Why you can't say what I said? I said, all the time, you don't can't. I said, don't ask all the time, you can't mix apples and oranges. Why you can't say that part? Because it knows
okay,
what you're saying if you say that.
But you can't.
You say that,
it
nullifies.
Then
it's gonna nullify. It's gonna nullify what you just said. Then it's gonna nullify what you said. Man, y'all out your league, man. Y'all need to find y'all a kid. Y'all out your league.
But you saying taking a chance? All a man. See, well, let me ask you this: if a man go out there and take a race, he taking a chance. If he play the lottery, he taking a chance. So you say if he can afford to play the lottery.
Do that mean it wasn't a dumb chance? Like I just told Preacher Boy.
That's just your opinion.
That's a fact. He giving me all the Bob best in the world, but I won't give him one. And he buying 12. Is that not dumb? Yes, it is.
Well, sometimes, if a man lucky, he can bet you on 10 and 4. He can bet you on 10 and 4
luck
to hard to put on the dice. If it's his time, like you might say, if it's his time, he might make all of them.
Luck don't have a hill of beans to do with dumb, man. Luck do not have a hill of beans to do with whether it was dumb or not.
He might not give you them bets and still beat because he might have some trick dice. He might give you any kind of bet you want to still beat your ass. So it's always a chance.
It's dumb if you jump in the water knowing you can't swim. It's dumb
well,
if you
listen,
jump on the roof and you know you can't fly.
Let me ask you this. So if you take the chance, you take the chance. You don't never know when the deck's at. And D, I'm
okay.
Gonna tell you what I don't say.
I missed my call.
Hold on, Danny boy. Don't
try to stack up on me, Danny boy. You just made a statement. Allow me to respond. Just because you taking a chance, you said you don't know if the deck's at. Do that mean it wasn't dumb? No, it do not. It was still a dumb chance you took.
It's just your opinion.
I told Danny boy. I said, I'm gonna show this. I said, Danny boy. I said, I said, I was with her last week, man. She burnt me. I was with her yesterday. I said, she got me burning. okay, you go over there and go up in her. Was that not done? No, you were taking a chance. Man, come on. You got your league, man.
So what if I go do my research?
You don't know
what if you tell me a goddamn lie because you don't want me to get done?
You got your league,
Dan. Don't that happen sometimes?
You got your
league. No, don't that happen sometimes?
I swear you got
your league. Don't that happen
sometimes,
D, you ain't never heard a man talk down on you to try to get a woman. No, I ain't never out of my league.
No, I ain't never had it happen
to
me.
If you trying to tell me.
I've never had it happen to me.
Somebody else then. Let me ask somebody else. Let me ask somebody else. Ain't nobody on the phone never had a man to tell goddamn lies
and
talk down on him to keep him
getting
the
other
guy. That's not what you asked me, though. You said have it ever happened to me. I said I've never had it happen to me. You didn't ask me if it ever happened. You said it happened to me.
Well, that's why I didn't ask you no more. That's why I asked somebody else.
Answer.
Let me ask you this, D, and I ain't saying that because I ain't did it in a while either. But if I'm not out here in the middle of these cars racing them and stuff like that, it's just gonna be hard for me to tell somebody else when they go lock a race in that that was a dumb race because I don't know what that man know and I don't know what made him take that race. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't see
anything on the
sideline.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something that happened one time. I was in Orlando. Hold on. Listen, though. Let me tell you something else. I was in Orlando one day, and there were two cars lined up there. And I just knew one of them cars, they were just shaking down together. And I knew that the other car was faster than a motherfucker. And I knew the other car. So I saw two dudes betting. But the one dude, me and him were walking up there, and he was walking with the one guys, and they said they were just going to 60-foot their car, and then, you know, that's all they were going to do. Well, when he went up there and bet it, everybody knew the other car was faster, but the other guy was betting on how fast the car was, but the other car already had said he was going to make it 60-foot, but he didn't know that. He took a gamble. And he won. Caught the car on and went to the 60-foot and shut down. Like we can say, oh, that was a dumb bet. But that man only bet on what he felt like he could win. And he ended up winning. So I can't go back and say, man, you were dumb as hell. That car over there run 4 seconds. It don't matter what that car run. It don't matter. He betted on what he thought he could win with, and he won. So I can't go back and say, man, you were dumb motherfucker. He run 4 seconds. He can say, well, he didn't run. I know he can tell me. Well, he didn't run it then. He can say, listen.
You know what you just said, Danny Boy, you saying if I hear you correctly, you saying what he ran it in 60-foot.
Is that what you're saying, right?
What he ran it?
Hold on, I'm finna explain it to you. Me and you end up walking up to the start line, and I see these two cars going down. And I know this car over here is a lot faster than the other car. But I take the slower car because I heard the guys with the faster car saying they're going to always stick with the car.
What you calling a lot faster? What are you calling
a
lot faster?
I'm talking about it could be 4 seconds, 3 seconds faster. It don't matter.
Okay.
These dudes making a full pass.
Okay.
Listen, he's making a full pass and they're going to always stick to foot the car. So they're going to 60-foot and get out of it. And they're going to cruise down the track and get the data and come back around. The other car making a full pass, he running all out. So if you look at them two cars, the guy that bid it on the slower car, you would call him a dumbass, but he won the money because the other car only was going to 60-foot the car. So a lot of things happen in races the same way. That's just like if somebody knocked the car
out of his life. Hold on, Danny Boy. You're going too long, Danny Boy. From the scenario you just gave, that dude not stopping from being a dumb bet, Danny Boy. It's just a dumb bet that he can't be pleased with. From what you said, the 3 second car was 60-foot in the car, and then he cruised on down the track. Okay, the other car went all out. So I bet you on the 60-foot on the car that ran the 3 second car. But I'm saying, you say I've been sitting there, you say you've been doing all this, I'm sitting there watching it. He ran up and shut the car down. He was a dumb bet.
Okay, wait a minute, D. So let's flip
and
it around.
You crazy if you think you, any other way. You just as crazy as
hold
me.
On, D.
It was a dumb bet.
Hold on, D. D. So if you bet it on the faster car and you still lost, so that makes you smart, right? Hold on, no. You bet it on the faster car because you didn't know you were gonna go to the 60 and shed it off. You lost, so that makes you smart.
Hey, Danny boy, you got it all fucked up. First of all, it couldn't have been a dumb bet because he had already heard what was going on. But it could have been a dumb bet.
D was smart for betting on the faster car, but he still lost. So D was smart because he betted on the faster car.
Danny boy.
So he lost, but he still was smart.
You not even listening to what you not even listening what you saying yourself.
No, I swear to you.
You defeating your own self, man. You are defeating your own self.
You
said
your own story.
I told you that, boy.
D.
You got your lead, man.
D.
You got your lead, man.
I'm asking you a question, D. D, you all are hollering about me, but if you bet on the car you thought was faster and you lost, do that make you smart? That's all I'm asking you.
Listen,
the other man already had an answer. Listen to what you said, though. You tried to tell us the man already knew that fucked up
race in the beginning because he knew he wasn't making a full pass.
Exactly.
Now, let me explain to you.
He had been doing it all day.
Now, take this part out.
It wasn't no fucking race.
He could have fucked around at 60 foot and been too far in front of the man and cruised down there and still won.
It wasn't no fucking race.
You said he was 3 seconds faster.
No, I don't know how fast. I made an example.
All I said was, basically, when people bet on a race, they know something, or they feel like they know something, that gives them a chance to win. So why are they dumb if they bet their money when they think they can win? So what's the difference when people think they so much faster and lose? If they dumb, every time you race, it's a chance. It's a chance. Something can go wrong. So it don't make one person no smarter than another.
Danny boy. I must admit, you're right now. It's a chance, but it can be a dumb chance. But you are right.
Well, no, but when you win, you don't say it with dumb.
Good
just because the other car was faster.
I am.
You don't say it with dumb. Okay, so
when
you win that money, you were dumb. Everybody take a chance, one win, one lose. But just because he was faster,
you won
the money,
Rich,
you're dumb.
You know,
that's what
Richard
you said.
Hey, Danny boy, Richard Pryor. Danny boy, hold on, man. Well, Richard Pryor did a joke a long, long time ago. The title of the album called That Nigga's Crazy. You know the joke I'm going to give you? He said he was walking down the street. And he heard the voice of God. He said, but it could not have been the voice of God. God only knows. He wasn't talking, and I wasn't walking. But you're going to keep walking and get your head busted. You're going to keep walking. See, he stopped walking. See the difference? You see the difference?
I see that when you race, you win some, and you lose some. That's what I see. No matter who's faster than the other one, you're going to win and lose. Sometimes the faster car lose.
No, that's true.
Sometimes the slower car lose. And if the man took his car and wanted to go race somebody, wasn't none dumb about it to me.
No. What you said is true.
Troy Perez won the Florida belt by default. I don't know. Let me find out what the default was. Troy Perez was racing the race they were talking about. Troy Perez evidently he won by default against the T5 and them. I ain't got the details yet. I'm getting them now. While y'all over there arguing about a damn bad race and a good race. Y'all motherfuckers funny shit all night, man. Y'all the venue got me home.
Well, we'll keep it going.
Is it a tough thing or a dumb race?
I'm not getting that conversation.
Dog, you owe it to us. You say we damn near got you home now. Goddamn it, your time now.
I'm not getting that shit. I mean, I'm gonna tell some of y'all. When have y'all ever won a goddamn argument with me?
we got a damn good point, dog. You got a damn good point.
Brother D told y'all, if he believes that motherfucker, he going to his motherfucking grave believing it.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog, Brother D gonna weigh your ass out
until
you said, fuck it, I give up, you win.
Hey, man, Brother D done told everybody if he believes in himself, he's going to his grave. So,
hey,
why
dog,
you keep
arguing? Hey, dog, you know this is funny shit. Now, when you get ready to help him up, when I got his ass on that goddamn lottery shit, he let me add about two more things in here. We can get no past that. D gonna keep it going on and on. It's a marathon with D.
Yeah.
His son told me, said it. All the way you win an argument with Brother
come on,
D.
Wake up, bro.
His son told me, said, all the way to win an argument with Brother D is to let it, not to sit down, just let it keep talking. Because you can't win. You ain't gonna win.
Well, I hope his ass go to sleep. He ain't gonna let you win.
Preacher boy, just be true. Just be true, preacher boy.
Get on your
preacher boy, did I not say all the time you cannot mix apples and oranges before I answer your logic question? Is that not true or is it not?
You said
it. Okay, so tell Daddy boy to stop lying on me. Daddy boy, you got your lead, baby. You got your lead. You got your lead. I swear you.
Now, listening is fundamental. A lot of people don't listen.
I said that before I said anything about the lottery. I said, all the time, you can't mix apples and oranges. See, here, if Danny doesn't say that part, it kills what he's trying to say. It's dead. So he leave it out. He doing the Donald Trump now. He leave that part out. Like they said, what Donald Trump said? They took a case of votes off of the table. But he can't say that's the process. If he do, he kill his argument. Then it wouldn't want to kill his argument, so you leave that part out. Then it would got to leave it. I am not.
He got an ace in the hole for everything. You can't win.
I may not, but I'm trying to have. I get that. I may not always have.
He'll politic. He going to come his track.
I am going to come my track. I won't lie to you. If you're right, I won't lie to you. But at the end of the day, it can definitely be a dumb race. And I gave y'all one. Me running short of head up, win, lose, or draw. It still was a dumb
race. Hey, hold on. If dog's still on the phone, so you telling me dog running tape was a dumb race?
Dog said himself was a dumb race. He said I was in my field. Ask him. He on the phone. He'll tell you. You got to take my word for it.
And now, don't say, yeah, it's, I think it's a dumb race.
Mama, let me tell you something. If you said something else, now I have a dog to come over here and whoop you today. I have daddy boy to come over here. Daddy boy, she over here talking back to me.
The Texas I got tonight. They said they agree with Brother D. They said they agree with Brother D on it. The Texas I got tonight.
That's because I'm right. I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong. Like I said,
Kim Al came up with the best example of a dumb race, and nobody never answered. They just went on cross. That was, so, you know, I agree to disagree, so I don't
know.
Hey,
Was that a smart race when you locked it in?
Hold on. I'm going back on mute. I told y'all I wasn't getting
it.
I'm going back on mute. I ain't
asking
no more questions. I'm gone.
Yeah, because he knew what I'm about to say. Because Don came on and said, I was in my feelings when I locked that race in. See, when you get in your feelings, you do some dumb things. It was a dumb race. Whether he win, lose, or draw, it was a dumb race to lock Tatey and head up. And that's why I can use myself for example. I can beat Wick three times in a row with Shorty. I was dumb three straight times for running him head up. I just got away. He blew the tires one time and blowed the motor up twice. I got away. Whoop to do. Did it stop from being dumb? No, it do not.
I can tell y'all, man, you out your league.
Hell no, you ain't dog. You beat them all brother three times in a row. You knew it was your time.
That did
not. And you won all three of them motherfuckers.
That did not.
You was smart enough to realize
it
was your time.
Daddy boy, that's what you said. You said certain people you can't beat. And I can somewhat agree with that. I'm going to use my brother for example. Bro Tio said he just could not beat LT. So it's been dumb for him to keep running. Just that simple. It's still dumb, and re-dumb.
Nobody told him that's all
it is. It ain't, because he feel like he got what it takes to win. It just don't fall in his favor. So it ain't nothing dumb about it.
See, what they've shown, you can't go north. You can't go north and south at the same time. You got to go north straight and go south. You can't go east and west at the same time.
AD,
how can
AD,
he feel like
AD,
he got enough
AD,
and keep
AD,
running, but he's still
AD,
losing? Yes, sir.
It's a lot of people that went to the Super Bowl a bunch of times, but they don't stop going, and they finally win the motherfucker. So it ain't dumb to keep going.
Tell them what. Something I'm gonna say again. Sometimes you just
never know whether you can win or not,
man.
If you quit,
I just told you, Daddy boy. Sometimes you just can't mix apples and oranges. Sometimes a quitter winning by quitting. That's a win for him by quitting. You out your league, man. Get back where you belong. Leave me alone.
No. That's not necessary. So D, you don't know what you can do before you do. All of us can sit on the sideline and try to say a
do
man dog for a race.
You said
that don't mean
that
don't mean it's dog.
Oh, you said quitter never win. And I said to you, sometimes quitting is a win for you.
Sometimes. But you don't know if you don't try.
That was a song that came out a long time ago. It said, tell me why am I treated so bad. I refer to that. Tell me why I'm so dumb.
You know, you said if you keep talking to a dumb person, you're going to be dumber than they are before the end of the conversation.
Hey, you all argument against there's no dumb reason is just like Donald Trump when he went in court 60 times and lost all 60 years.
Sometimes you can't miss apples and oranges. I'm gonna use your shit back on you.
I know you didn't just say that. Oh, Lord of hell.
I tried to say that when he was talking about the hooker. You can't mix that with this. But hey.
I know Daddy would have just said that.
Hey, Danny boy, you damn if you do.
Whoever got all that rope noise, mute your phone like I'm doing. Mute your phone with all that rope noise.
Okay, I'm going to mute that. Motherfucker be hollering about. Hey, they be hollering about. Man, went to the track, man, ain't no goddamn body race. And then if you race, oh, you a dog for doing that goddamn race.
Yeah.
When.
What you doing now? You trying to mix apples and oranges? Sometimes you just can't mix.
All right, we got them little ugly kids in the background. Back there, put your phone on me too. The little ugly ass kids. You know damn well they meant your damn kids. You know they meant your little ugly ass kids. y'all tired of talking? Y'all tired of talking? I still got about 5 more, 10 more miles to go.
It's okay.
Everybody tired? We can get them out of here, y'all. Is that it? Y'all good to go? Y'all good? I can keep hearing somebody with them little ugly ass kids in the background.
I had to go on mute. I got too much background noise. I got all that wind. Me driving,
yeah.
So
yeah,
I had
no
to go on mute.
Ain't no problem. Somebody got some old damn ugly ass kids in the background. They ain't their kids. But they still back there. All right, guys. We appreciate y'all for coming on for the ones that did come on. We're going to go and get out of here. We're going to get out of here. Close this bitch down.
Oh no.
Y'all go ahead and talk. Y'all talk. We won't close it. We'll stay here. But if you ain't, we're going to get on out of here. Yeah, y'all let Bubba D beat the shit out of y'all today, all day today. Y'all are going to drop there for 3 hours. Let Bubba D get them well, with them ugly kids in the background back there. I know they ain't none of yours.
Oh.
All right, y'all be good. Y'all be good.